Welcome here on BroadcastPool.net. I'm Randy Mitchell along with Nathan Strack. We're here to bring you the 72nd annual IHSAA Wrestling State Finals here from beautiful Indianapolis, Indiana at Conseco Fieldhouse. A lot of good matches last night. Kind of a crazy night. We loaded, took the field from 16 to 8 in every weight class. So just kind of cut it in half, and today we're going to have some really good matches. We're going to be on mat one for this this broadcast here in the first round of the quarterfinals. Real quick, we're going to give you a rundown of who we got and maybe who we're going to see here. At 103 pounds, we're going to see Cody Phillips, who is 42-0 of Union County. He was going to wrestle Jared Brooks from Warsaw, who is 35-1. At 112, we're going to see Jacob Boomsma of Bloomington South, 36-6 junior, versus Jared McKinley, a 46-2 sophomore. At 119, we're going to see Brandon Nelson, 41-1 senior from Lawrence North, versus Leighton Binion of Mishawaka, who is a 35-9 sophomore. At 125, from Maryville, senior, 39-1, Anthony Naples, and he's going to wrestle a gentleman from Roncalli, Justin Kiefer, 37-2. At the 130-pound weight class, we will have Tucker Smith of Homestead, who is a senior, who comes in 37-7, and he's going to wrestle a sophomore from Crown Point, Jason Sirtis, 39-0. At 135-pound weight class, we have Branham Barlow, 41-1, senior from Bloomington South, will wrestle Bradley Wortman, 41-3, junior of Lake Central. At the 140-pound weight class, P.J. Montgomery of Terre Haute South, he's a 39-3 junior, will wrestle Francisco Perez, who's a 39-1 senior. 145-pound weight class, Pat Robinson of Hamilton Southeastern, the senior, comes in 30-0. We wrestle Josh Sampson, 45-2 from New Washington. 152-pound weight class, Castle will be represented by junior Chad Welch, 46-0. And he's going to wrestle Tanner Lind of Delphi, 44-2. 160-pound weight class, Trey Reese, 37-0 junior from Indian Creek, will wrestle against Cameron Valeros, a 52-2 senior from Harrison out of West Lafayette. 171-pound weight class, Jackson Bratcher, 36-0 senior junior from Eastbrook, will take on Jeff Weiss, 46-2 senior from Heritage Hills. 189-pound weight class, Darian Scott, 40-4 senior from Marion, Indiana, will wrestle against Mitch Soga, 42-2 freshman of Fishers. At the 215-pound weight class, gentleman from Lowell, senior Nathan Cleveland, 39-0, will take on Darren Frolich, 46-1 Tell City senior. And at the big boys, James Travis, a 42-0 senior from Maryville, will take on none other than Jim West, 41-3 from South Adams. That's a rundown of our matches here in the first round here on mat number one. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back here on BroadcastSport.net.
Body repair experts will repair your vehicle quickly and work closely with your insurance company to get you and your team back on the mat. Your repair will also be backed with the best nationwide warranty around. So don't worry if your car is slammed into or pinned. The experts at List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point will get you back in action quickly. It's no wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Give them a call at 219-663-0989. That's List CarStar Collision Center of Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
Switching banks is a difficult decision. Let Key Bank make it easier. Our 183 years of strength mean your financial future is backed by a history of trust few banks can match. More important, you can count on the personal guidance you need to achieve your goals and make the most out of the current economic conditions. To learn more about a rewarding relationship that includes a free checking account with no hidden fees, award-winning customer service, and technology that puts you in control of your financial future, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank, member FDIC. Searching for a stable, secure bank that offers local decision-making and has proven solutions for you to grow your business? Come to Key Bank. Key helps you make the best possible financial decisions through the guidance and business community leadership of your dedicated Key Business Relationship Manager. To learn about Key's cash management solution, depositing checks with remote capture, and the benefits that come with managing your personal and business accounts together, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank, member FDIC. Apeltronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Apeltronics is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. See the Mat Mover at www.mat-mover.com. The Mat Mover makes moving your mat safe and easy and will not scratch floors. Four or five boys can load a mat and roll it anywhere with your Mat Mover, even up and down stairs. The Mat Mover's patent-pending axle assembly and one-piece construction will not crack or break, giving you years and years of use. So easy, even the cheerleaders... Mover. See the magic at www.mat-mover.com. Are you wrestling over the thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills pinning you under the covers? Escape the winter blues with the new energy-efficient furnace from Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning. You can't match them when it comes to comfort. Take down this number and call Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 17 east of Elkhart. That's Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning, 574-264-9485.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Since 1922, State Farm has been there to provide the best insurance coverage for their customers. Today, State Farm insures more cars than any other insurer in North America. State Farm provides the best coverage at a great price and has fair claim settlement. For auto, home, life, health, and disability insurance, see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Bob Reese of Crown Point by calling him today at 219-663-REES. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
For Hill Holiday and Verizon Wireless, this is 32nd Family Share Plan, Riot, Accolade, PRLRYBWG-0116-0000. Produced at Headroom, February 16th, 2010.
Verizon is the best destination for great family value. Right now, save big on phones for everyone, like a compact LG Accolade with a Samsung Intensity slider. Get either one free after $50 mail-in rebate debit card per phone. Upgrade your family to America's largest and most reliable wireless network today. Visit Verizon Wireless, verizonwireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. All phones require new two-year activation. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Mishawaka wrestling team is hoping to cap a great season with a state championship, and Drs. Jeffrey Hivert and Howard Wiesjohn are behind the Cavemen all the way. As the Cavemen excel on the mat, Drs. Hivert and Wiesjohn excel in the field of dentistry by offering many services from their new Carlisle, Indiana offices located at 132 Michigan Street. So for that perfect smile, call Drs. Hivert and Wiesjohn at 574-654-8811.
And welcome back here on BroadcastPro.net. I'm Randy Mitchell along with Nathan Strack. We're here to bring you the 72nd annual IHSAA Wrestling State Finals here in Kosciuszko Fieldhouse, Indianapolis, Indiana. Setting up for the quarterfinals matches. Nate already went through kind of what we're going to see, who we're going to see. Is there any matches you thought maybe this round would be some big turning point matches from our mat alone? I'll give you a second to look real quick.
No, right off the bat, we don't waste any time. Once lost, Jared Brooks, and going against Trinity State champion Cody Phillips. You know, these guys already have 76 wins, 73 wins between them on the season. Brooks, obviously, the younger brother of Justin Brooks, who, you know, a couple of third-time state finisher. So he's obviously going to be good up to go. Brooks has never won to come out slow out of the gate, so that, I look for that to be an absolute dogfight. And just going through here, I did, however, get my Matt Burns picks in, so I know I'm a lot for that this morning. So
yeah, I got mine all put on too. I made some crazy picks. I was thinking maybe
120 pounds, Anthony Naples against Justin Kiefer. Three losses between those guys. That's going to be an excellent match. And it's a shame that you know, the winner of this first round here is not going to have a chance to come back and wrestle back for third place. But you know, we're here to determine a state champion, not to determine third places. So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of action as we're ready to get underway here already this morning.
So, we're not going to be able to actually videotape the mat because the IHSAA will not allow us to do it. So, we apologize. This is the videotape you're going to get of the video of the commentators.
But they didn't look at us all day, so I guess that's better than nothing.
That's not too bad.
Right.
You know, you've got to kind of put a face to the voice, you know. So the first match we're going to look at, this is 103, like we said a second ago, Jared Brooks of Warsaw and Phillips of Union County. Sophomores.
Brooks again, the second place finisher up at the Maryville Summer State. He lost in his final, he lost in the final round at Summer State. Going against Brooks. Brooks is the Newcastle Summer State winner. So, they're already started 20 seconds into it. Working in on their feet. They're going to go ahead and go out of bounds to get restarted. Brooks is in his in the black singlet with black and white camouflage. Phillips in the red, white, and blue Union County. Our official for this. Now, we have a few different officials this morning.
Yeah, they did this last week at semi-state. They rotated some new guys in for the later rounds, so...
We actually have Josh Medvedzik. I assume that's Frankie's son. A minute gone by here in the first period, and it's the 103-pound class.
Brooks shoots in. Brooks shoots in, and Phil does a great job tying him up and kind of just threw out of bounds there. And now the clock's ticking on its own. So
it's early this morning. The table wasn't quite ready.
Like, yeah, we didn't have our coffee.
I'm already in my second cup, however, so I'm going to have to duck out later on.
I had a milkshake. Are you kidding me? That's how I woke up this morning.
How'd that go down?
It's actually pretty good. So as they try to fix the clock over there, we're going to look here real quick at night number two. We have Schroeder of Southwestern Hanover versus Stevens of Maryville.
That should be the clock. Oh, there they finally got it stopped. I think it was running away.
It was like a minute or something, though.
All the great help here, they're going to get it figured out. Brooks, obviously, he either came back from a trip from Florida or he has
got a really good tan.
Been hit in the cancer coffin a little heavily in that tanning bed.
You know, I'm wondering, I think if you're Brooks, I think I'd put my brother in the corner. I'm like, you know, I don't care where you're at. Can you come down for this weekend? Come sit in my corner.
That's pretty good moral support, right?
Yeah, I mean, his brother is very successful. So here we go, back again. They reset the clock in a minute. This is a big match. This match might determine the title.
Yeah, like I said before, Phillips is returning state champion. And if memory serves me correctly, he was undefeated last year at 103 pounds and coming back. So another battle for Brooks, but one that he's definitely game for, as he's not backing down. Phillips on an outside single, misses. Brooks back up. It's a nice duck under. Fortunately, Phillips drops the right arm, unable to stop him. Now Phillips out in the front headlock. 18 seconds left. Doing a good job keeping that front headlock. Brooks back up to his feet. Phillips, outside single on the right side. Goes to hit the corner. Brooks doing a good job of fighting it off. Has the wizard locked up.
He might get lucky. 2 seconds. Oh,
and
man.
Yes, gets it right at the buzzer. That is big.
That is big. You know, wow. If he could have held on for a little bit longer, but not Phillips, you know. He's not messing around. He would like to win another state title here.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't, if he could win one, that's nice. If he could win two, you're cementing your legacy.
Yeah, I don't.
Under all-time greats.
Yeah, I don't think he's on the clock, but it's almost like he waited to the last second to pull his move off there.
And that's what the good wrestlers do, know how much time is.
Yeah,
how much time there is.
Brooks deferred, and so Phillips of Union County shows down with a 2-0 lead.
Brooks with a nice spiral right on top. Looking at doing a good job keeping the pressure down on Phillips. Phillips, however, doing a little hand fighting down there, establishes his wrist control, looking to step up on the outside, up to his feet now. Look to cut in. Brooks stops, tries to return to the mat. Brooks does a nice job of keeping the spiral in, brings Phillips back down to the mat. A minute 25 left to go here in the second period. Again, Brooks trailing 2-0 over Union County's Phillips.
Oh, here comes Phillips standing up again. Got a leg out, kind of like an outside stand-up, comes up.
Cody Phillips with kind of an orthodox. Once he gets to his feet, he's taking both hands and
reaching
back. And trying to grab Brooks' head.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Might get in some trouble there. You know, Brooks, Phillips was reaching back, and Brooks stepped through and threw him down to the mat on his back, but they were out of bounds. So, Phillips, you got to come up and just get hand control and get away.
Exactly. Cody Phillips is doing a tremendous job establishing hand control down there. Once he gets to his feet, he's not really getting a
simple
cut in the middle. Oh, and it's
reversal too.
Exactly. Brooks tried to hit the tilt there.
He almost had it.
Sit up. He got his hips high and did a nice job of turning around, and he's going to get the reversal. So he'll move his lead to 4-0 as he's on top now, working on the wrist on the near side. Works it up into a spiral. Brooks sits out.
A step here would be huge.
Gets his hips out. A nice job with the hand control, but smartly, Cody Phillips drops to the right left leg of Justin Brooks.
Brooks has got to get out. That's Jared Brooks, by the way. Not Justin.
Don't mince my words here this morning. Anyway, Mr. Brooks gets out.
I know how it is to be a little brother and then be called the wrong name, okay? Andy and Randy.
Myself included, but my brother is not, doesn't rhyme. Does anything rhyme with Nathan?
I don't think so, my friend.
So 30 seconds left to go here in this first match here, 103 pounds. All of the wrestlers losing in this round, as I said before, will have a chance. The best they can do this morning or today will be fifth place. So very important to get off and get a win this morning.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, you know, you could win this match and lose the next two and get fourth, you know. And you could lose this match and win the next two and get fifth.
Correct.
But if it did it any other way, we'd be here until tomorrow. And they go out of bounds. 2.7 seconds left to go. Brooks trails 4-0. He's currently in the down position against Phillips. And I think you'd almost have to go with Granby here, maybe? Granby?
Yeah. I think that's probably a good choice. And the thing about Brooks is
tried a little bit, but
it's been very close. 4-0 is not really indicative of how close it's been. But Jared Brooks is a smart thing, you know. He did the gutsy thing, I think, first period or second period when he's on top, trying to go ahead and look for some near fall there, and was just unfortunately reversed. So, and to set the third period, Jared Brooks is going to start on his feet, so we're in the neutral position.
Well, I think that's a good idea because he really couldn't get away there by starting on his feet.
And he understands that, you know, he's going to have to need a takedown and some near fall here because I doubt very, very highly that Brooks is going to be able to take Phillips down three times. So he's going to need a takedown. Probably looking to get near fall.
He just worked Phillips out of bounds, so hopefully he might be trying to get a stalling point there.
A minute 35 here. Both men still in each position. Cody Phillips in for the high crotch. Nothing doing. Backs out, up to their feet again. Jared Brooks doing a little head fake. A shot fake of his own.
Minute 15 left to go here in the match. 4-0, Phillips leads.
And I think with a minute to go here that Brooks really needs to start wrestling with a sense of urgency.
Yeah. 1 minute left. Now they're both better down on their knees.
If you get the takedown, you want to leave yourself enough time that you can actually work for a turn. And we're going to start some blood time here. Cody Phillips is going to take some blood time right now.
So, we're going to take some blood time. We're going to take a real quick break here on BroadcastSport.net.
If someone happens to slam into your car, just relax. The CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts will repair your vehicle quickly and work closely with your insurance company to get you and your team back on the mat. Your repair will also be backed with the best nationwide warranty around. So don't worry if your car is slammed into or pinned. The experts at List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point will get you back in action quickly. It's no wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Give them a call at 219-663-0989. That's List CarStar Collision Center of Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
And welcome back here on BroadcastSport.net. I'm Randy Mitchell along with Nathan Strack, or Nate Strack. What do you prefer?
Nate? I go either way.
Nate Dog? Anyways.
In reference to my name pronunciation.
Yes. Okay. So, give some blood time here. 53 seconds left to go here in the match between Brooks and Phillips. And Phillips has a 4-0 lead. You know, he's been... I said Phillips has it, right? Not Brooks, right? I thought I said it wrong.
No, I think
anyway,
I had it right.
Okay, Phillips leading 4-0.
Jared Brooks coming out to start back the action. Really aggressive, really working for his underhook there, staying aggressive on the head. Looking for a outside snatch single. Nothing doing.
Both men just kind of locking up. Trying to shuck him by there for Brooks.
And Phillips did a nice job to hit that low outside single. Brooks did a nice job trying to roll through there. Went for the big move, and unfortunately for him it didn't work out as Phillips was able to come up on top of the exchange. So that's going to go ahead and move Phillips to a 6-0 lead with 15 seconds left to go. And it looks like moving to 43-0 on the season is going to be Union County's Cody Phillips. He's going to hold on here with 3 seconds left. So very impressed with the part of Phillips. Very smart, really didn't press the action too much, kind of waited for Brooks to take the fight to him. And when that happened, he was able to capitalize on Brooks' mistakes. I feel a very smartly wrestled contest on the part of Cody Phillips, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I thought it was a very good job. You know, he just came out and wrestled his match and won 6-0. Here's a question I got for your partner. How are we dropping these?
He will drop down. Jared Brooks will drop down into the top of the loser's bracket. And then he will get the loser of match 170. Or excuse me, loser of match 114. And coming up here at 112 pounds is going to be Bloomington South Jacob Boomsma, a 35-6 junior. He is going to be wrestling the young man from Maryville, Prairie Meridian, Jared McKinley. McKinley is a 46-2 sophomore. At 46-2 to be a sophomore, quite impressive as they're going to get started here. McKinley is in the white singlet with navy and powder blue trim. Boomsma is in the purple singlet with white pinstriping. And as we're 25 seconds into it, Boomsma out and a nice job out in the front headlock. McKinley back up to his feet. Boomsma doing a good job working the head pressure. Boomsma's match was pretty impressive last night. He had a fall in a minute 22, so 22 seconds into the third period, he had a fall over the fourth seed of Daniel Rodriguez from Highland last night. I remember that match. It was Booms looked pretty impressive.
Yeah, he did. He I think after the first period though, it was like only 2-0, and then second period he just unleashed.
And he's real stocky, put together really well. Is Boomsma just like a little powder keg when he gets out there? A lot of power in the legs, gave him a lot of driving force. So here we go, back in action. 55 seconds left to go. Boomsma doing a little shot faking there. Went to the outside.
Now, how do you say these guys are going to drop again? I apologize.
I believe...
Just straight down?
I believe that they will drop straight down to start off with.
Okay, so they won't cross bracket.
They may.
So I'll wait to fall out.
That's yet to be determined. And Boomsma, he has McKinley in on his legs on an outside single, tries to whizzer. Not able to do so. McKinley's going to go up 2-0 here early in the second period in this match. Doing a nice job on top is McKinley. He's got the left ankle laced up. now working a spiral ride. 15 seconds left to go. Boomsma tries to sit to the hip. Now McKinley's into a crab ride. They're both on their backsides here. Hip to hip. Boomsma comes back up. Still staying tough. And time will run out. So after the first period, it's Bloomington South. Jacob Boomsma leading Pyrenees, Jared McKinley, 2-0.
And once again, folks, the reason why we're not showing the actual mats is because the IHSAA will not allow us to. So we're giving you, I guess, the second best option is, you know, pictures of us. So you can always email BRES at IHSAA.org or BCOX at IHSAA.org and let them know what you feel about what you cannot see today, I guess you can say.
As we're back in action here, 20 seconds gone. Boomsma started on bottom. McKinley did a great job as Boomsma stood up. He dropped down to the ankle. Was able to pick it. Now we're back. Now he's back up. McKinley up to his feet now. McKinley's going to go ahead and go up pretty enough. And I think I said that wrong earlier. It was McKinley that started in the down position. Boomsma was on top. So McKinley gets his escape. Now works into a Russian tie on the left side. Boomsma trying to fight it off. Backing out as they work to the edge of the mat. Oh, Boomsma does a nice job. He almost had the arm drag, but they're going to go ahead and go out of bounds. A minute left to go here in the second period. Our official on this match, Pete Schroeder from Indianapolis. He's going to be backed up by Jim Troyer. They're back in action now. McKinley. Oh, a nice shot on part of Boomsma. Low outside single. Tries to pick it up, unable to do so. McKinley counters with a single of his own. Boomsma's on his butt. He's going to go ahead and concede the takedown. Now it's 5-0 in favor of Jacob McKinley from Perry Meridian. Kind of padding his lead, and he's out in front. He's in total control. Again, back into a crab ride. Boomsma up, working his hand control. Hits his escape there at the edge of the mat. And they are still going out. These guys still look extra fresh here this morning.
Well, you think about it, though. You get done last night at 6:30 at the latest. They can be eating back, well, if they can eat, back in the hotel room and asleep, you know, probably by 9 or 10, you know.
Right, unfortunately, everybody this morning did make weight. So that's the important thing.
Yes, very important.
And again, so we're bringing you live audio here on BroadcastSports.net. So if you have some errands to run today, come back, turn us on. If you have some laundry or things you need to do around the house today, leave us on. You can listen to our melodious tones and tell you about all the great wrestling that's going on down here in Indianapolis. Third period started. Boomsma from Bloomington South is going to start in the down position. Oh, and a great lift on the part of Jacob McKinley. McKinley lifts, back in control. Doing a nice job on top is McKinley. He's keeping the hips tight. And, of course, again, like we had last night, Coach Blake Reese is, Rose Decker is in, is a bit of the way. Him and his assistant coach just can't seem to stay in their chairs, can they? So 40 seconds gone off in this third period here, down at 112 pounds. Perryman's Jacob McKinley still on top of Bloomington's house. Jared McKinley on top of Jacob Boomsma for Bloomington South. I have the names confused there. Jacob and Jared. So a minute to go here. McKinley's still doing a great job. Got the right ankle waist up. Pushing in, keeping great pressure on top. Still a lot of hand fighting going on down there as Boomsma still continues to try and work for his escape. You know, if he can get an escape right here, Randy, and he's only going to be down three. If he gets a takedown and possibly takes it to his back, he's giving himself a good chance to win here.
Yep.
As you're trying to work out some technical things here. So 45 seconds here to go still. And some and some other matches going on around here at 112 pounds. It's going to be Lake Central's Kyle Ersman is going to be the winner here. He is my pick, as I did my Matt Burns this morning. He's going to be my pick to win this 112-pound class, but he's going to have his pants full with Jacob McKinley because McKinley looked very strong, is still looking very strong here. 25 seconds left to go as Boomsma still on bottom. Boomsma tries to sit out, tries to hit at Peterson. Fortunately, McKinley was able to sag his hips and avoid the Peterson, but in doing so, Boomsma was able to get the escape. So now we're both on our feet. 5 seconds left to go. Boomsma still down by three. And time is going to expire here as they go out of bounds. 2.5 seconds left to go. And that is going to be all for Boomsma. So he's going to move down into the loser's bracket. Your winner by a 5-2 score is junior Jared McKinley from Prairie Meridian. He's going to move his record to 47-2 on the year as a sophomore, winning in impressive fashion. At 119 here, we're going to have Mishawaka's Leighton Binion, a 35-9 sophomore, going against Brandon Nelson from Lawrence North. He is a 40-1 senior. So as they get underway here, Nelson in the white singlet with red trim, and Binion is in the maroon singlet with white trim. Our official this match, Jim Troyer. And there on the edge of the mat, Nelson was able to get on a nice double leg, although his head was still between the crotch of Binion as they go out of bounds. Nelson did a great job of trying to keep his toes in bounds. However, Binion was out of bounds, so Mr. Troyer is going to start them back in the neutral position. No takedown. And off the whistle, Nelson did a great job reaching for a single, but he's got to reset his hips as he's a little extended on the arms. Binion able to fight it off. Now he's got Nelson's arms bundles, and they're going to go out of bounds again. Nelson did a nice job there of turning, trying to hit a throw on Binion. Binion having none of it. 1:10 left to go here. First period in the 119-pound weight class. Back at the center of the mat.
Sorry, I was working on some technical things. We won that last match. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right. It was Perry Meridian.
It was who?
Perry Meridian.
Okay, McKinley.
McKinley, yes, Jared McKinley. A 47-2 sophomore. Impressive, huh?
Yeah, pretty good.
So 45 seconds left to go here, 119 pounds, first period, still scoreless. And Nelson does a nice job coming to outside single, has the leg elevated, he's attacking ahead now with Binion. Binion doing a great job of whizzing down, trying to keep him, but Nelson comes around, he covers the hips. He's going to go ahead and get the 2 points for the takedown. He's got his leg in, he's got a leg right in on the far side. Now he's collapsed, Binion down to his base. He's flattened out of the mat. Nelson doing a great job of bringing the hip over top on the leg ride, trying to look for a turn to get his near fall. Nothing doing, however, he brings the arm out of the back, bars it up. And now he's on top, sitting on top of the arm of Binion, but time's going to expire before he can turn him. So 2-0 here at the end of the first period in 119 pounds. Brandon Nelson from Lawrence North, he's going to go ahead and have a choice. He defers. Mishawaka's Leighton Binion, he's going to choose down. Again, the senior against the sophomore. Nelson being the senior. And off the whistle, Binion really didn't do anything, kind of braced out. Now he comes up to a stand-up, but as he does so, Nelson tries to hit a standing cradle, unable to do so. He's going to go ahead and drop down to the ankle. Elevates the ankle. Now Nelson comes up. Tries to bundle the legs, unable to do so. Now they're out on this edge of the mat. Comes back, bundles the legs again. But they're going to go ahead and go out of bounds. The official right on top of it. And as they come back, Brandon Nelson tells the official we're going to start neutral. So they will hear. So Nelson will give Binion the point. 2-1, still Nelson's lead. As he's in on an outside single again. doing a great job of attacking that outside corner. As he comes again to the head, looking for that standing cradle. Binion able to fight off the top of the head, but still, Nelson comes right back around, covers the hips just like he did before. Almost the exact same takedown in the same sequence as before. And Nelson's going to go ahead as he has the leg in, thought about letting him up. But with a minute left, he's going to go ahead and try and turn Binion again. Binion doing a great job on top, or excuse me, on bottom rather. Fighting Nelson off. They're going to go out of bounds now. 56 seconds left to go here. Halfway through this match. Morris North, Brandon Nelson up by a score 4-1 over Mishawaka's Layton Binion. Binion again hits a stand up. And Nelson again drops down to that ankle. He's looking to hit the trip. Now he goes treetop, comes to a front trip. Returns Binion to the mat. Now he works back up the body. Working a wrist ride. Trying to roll the wrist under. Binion bases up, and as he does so, oh, Nelson throws both legs in, and he is deep on those legs. Really throwing the hips in, keeping the pressure down, doing a great job of keeping the pressure down. And he throws in his half, Nelson. Couldn't turn him. Nelson on top, still has the one leg right in now. On Binion's right side. Binion trying to get out, but Nelson's doing such a great job of keeping pressure down, he's unable to do so. And time's going to run out here in the second period. That will do it. Brandon Nelson's choice from Lawrence North here. He looks over his coaches, and he's going to go ahead and choose down. So as we get set here, Layton Binion's going to get on the left side, the normal side. Nelson stands up. Returned back to the mat by Binion now. Oh, Binion's going to go ahead and cut Nelson. I'm not sure I understand that move. He's down by 3 points. A tilt right there, a turn of some sort. We've been able to knock this thing back up. But in any event, Binion's now down 4. It does a great job as Nelson shoots in. Binion comes back in a fabulous reach shot. He is super deep. But as he tries to take Nelson out of bounds, Nelson locks it through the crotch. And they're going to careen out of bounds. No start over. So 30 seconds gone here in the third period. Mishawaka's Binion trailing. Lawrence North Nelson.
You'd almost think that, you know, Binion's the underdog here, and he's, you know, keeping this fairly close. 5-1. And it really just takes one move right here on the feet.
Well,
to get back into the thing.
I don't know if you caught this, but Binion started on top, and he was only down 3 and ended up cutting Nelson, knowing that he's been taken down twice. And, you know, I thought to myself, well, if you're going to go ahead and, you know, if you're going to turn there, you tie it back up. And as I say that, there's that low outside single that Nelson already hit 2 times prior. He was able to hit that very effectively. So he's going to go ahead and get his third takedown of the match. Now it's 7-1, a 6-point lead for Lawrence Norris Nelson. Nelson again off the whistle. Comes up, brings that leg in on the right side. Does a fabulous job keeping that in. And we're reset now. Here we go. A flinch on the part there of Binion and Nelson, but the official's going to say that was another whistle on another mat. They're responding to. So off the whistle, Binion goes ahead, hits a stand-up. Nelson throws the leg in on the right side and then hits a far side cradle. 30 seconds left to go. He's trying to really run that cradle over.
Middle mat. Right now we have Hawkins of Crown Point and Lovejoy of Bishop Lures. It's a good match right now.
Yeah, I was kind of taking a peek over there. It looked like Lovejoy had the takedown earlier, had both legs in, but official Greg Mulder didn't quite see it that way. So,
and that's 1-1 to end of the third.
If you're seeing here some of the groaning in the background, that's the fans watching the mat on mat too. And so with 5 seconds left to go, Binion still down 6-0, and it was all Brandon Nelson all over it. just too much for Binion today. So the senior
takedown, oh man,
is going to go ahead.
There's your favorite official. I don't know, he had him on his back. Lovejoy, he right in front of his head. Hawkins on his back.
And the officials are having a conference here. You can hear him in the background. It's the Tony Lovejoy has been close on three occasions now to get the takedown, and I think that's what you're hearing.
So that's up now.
Nonetheless, here at 125 pounds, it's going to be Maryville's Anthony Naples. Naples from Maryville, the senior, 39-1 on the year. He's going against Ron Collie's Justin Kiefer, a 37-2 junior. And we're 15 seconds into this one here. This is going to be a good one here, so stay tuned here. Both men, Kiefer in the red, white, and blue singlet from Indianapolis, Ron Collie. His brother, Jordan Kiefer. Or excuse me, Josh Kiefer in action. Was in action here at 119 pounds earlier. Twin brothers. Oh, and Kiefer's able to come up.
Naples
was. It was a bit of a spot.
He got
the takedown.
This could be ugly.
He was right behind him. Kiefer pulled Naples back behind him. There was a bit of a scramble, but Kiefer came back up on top of it. Now he's got Naples in a very tight. And a very
tight.
Like
a basket cradle, but not really.
A basket cradle, but his legs trapped in there underneath.
Oh, man.
Oh, Naples able to come out the back there. But that was very deep.
That would have been huge to get a stick.
What had happened is he had pulled him back, and Annapolis' leg had been caught under Josh Kiefer, or Justin, and Kiefer came up on top with his leg trapped, and Annapolis did a tremendous job fighting that off.
That would have been a huge stick, getting a stick in the first period of the quarterfinals. It kind of puts you back out there.
Absolutely. So 40 seconds left to go here in the first period. 5-0 is the score. Ron Collie's Justin Kiefer on top. Now he's doing a great job. As we said last night with these Kiefer boys, both of them do a tremendous job of keeping their hips in great position. Oh, and we may have a defensive pin as Kiefer gets on top and he gets in trouble. Got a little high with that.
Oh, man.
And as he came out, Naples came around.
There's that pin. First pin. Oh, man. Take down Lovejoy. Hawkins. Hawkins, the state champion last year, just got beat by Lovejoy. I'm at number.
And
wow.
I picked Tony Lovejoy to win this thing. There's about a 20-second flurry of action there that was nonstop. I picked Lovejoy to win this. He was at 119 2 years ago, moved up to 25 last year, came back to 19 for his senior season. That is going to be a great match. So as we explained to Justin Kiefer in his match, got in trouble with the legs, got high. Naples came up, tried to pull him over the top, and as he did that, Kiefer came back up to his feet. Naples tried to hit a standing lateral drop. Missed it. Kiefer caught him, gets him to stick, and he records the fall. Wow, that was about 20 seconds of the best wrestling right there.
That was tough.
You're going to see.
Yeah, we were bouncing back and forth.
So we're going to move to 130 pounds now. At 130 pounds, it's returning state champion, the Crown Point, Indiana. And welcome back to BroadcastSport.net. No, it was not your computer timing out on you. We actually had some technical difficulties here. Here with the computer. It was acting a little funny this morning. Not the only thing acting funny this morning. The match at 145 pounds you were listening to saw Hamilton Southeastern's Pat Robinson move his record to 31-0 on the year. New Washington's Josh Sampson was called. He was, as you recall, up 5-2. Ends up getting hit with three stalling calls, gives up 2 points. Pat Robinson gets the escape and is able to hold on for the one-point victory. So Josh Sampson is really kind of his own worst enemy there. So moving along to 152 pounds, it is Castle's Chad Welch, the 46-0 junior, facing up against Delphi's Tanner Lind, the 44-2 sophomore. Lind won last night with an impressive 11-0 thrashing of Leo's Garrett Weber. Welch was even more impressive in his tech fall of Kevin Fox from Richmond last night. His score so far, with only a minute gone here in the first period, is Welch scored the takedown. Linda's got his escape to bring us to our 2-1 match score right now. 45 seconds. Welch back in now on an outside single. Trying to work for his takedown. Lynn has a great wizard in, pressuring the head down very well. But Welch is just kind of muscling it up there. Bundles the legs. But they're going to go ahead and go out of bounds before he's able to get the takedown. 30 seconds left. 2-0 single score. Again, Castle's Chad Welch, the undefeated junior, on top of Delphi's Tanner Lind. Oh, and there's Welch. Almost gets taken down. Oh, Lind ducked him and had her and came around deep. Was real deep, but Welch did a good job of rotating his hips around, sprawls his legs back, and fights off a takedown. Now with 5 seconds left to go, Welch is out front in a front headlock. But doesn't look like he's going to be able to finish it. So that's going to come, bring the first period to a close. Undefeated Chad Welch still up.
Sorry about the interruption there, folks. Sometimes computers are just way too technical.
Like, just funny like that sometimes, yes. Right?
Well, that was a quick fall there, Matt 3, real quick. Zach Corp of Memorial pinned his kid like in 30 seconds on Matt 3.
Trying to stall?
No, he pinned Parrish.
Or Ryan stall. No, okay. So they will hopefully get up in the next round here.
Yep.
Minute 45. Tanner Lind. Tanner Lind started down to start the second period. Welch starts on top, doing a nice job of keeping the pressure down. Lind almost getting a word from the official to start moving, and there he didn't. And he's going to go ahead and get the stalling call as Lind was just kind of sitting there waiting for Welch to do something. Jim Trey, our official for this match, on top of the situation, warns Lind for stalling, so that's his first caution. He'll score 4-1 in favor of Castle's Chad Welch.
Like we saw last match, you got to be careful because that kid got dinged with what? A warning and gave up 2 points stalling and ended up losing by one. So you can't let stalling decide the match. Wow, two at the buzzer.
And Paramaridians
feel.
No, Beals from Northside. Beals gets taken out with about 2 seconds to go, and he is not happy about that. So a 4-1 score here in favor of Chad Welch from Newcastle. Oh, Lind from Delphi hits a nice Granby. Welch not fazed. He rolls through with that Granby. 30 seconds left to go. Welch on top in seeming control, but he's really not doing anything on top. I mean, he's just standing in position, really not doing a whole lot. He's got a ride on top. That's about it. Not really coming off the hips, and I'm assuming if he does this much longer, he's going to get one for stalling. And just as I say that, Jim Frey, our official there, hits him with stalling, so both men have been warned for stalling once in this match. And Welch is breathing very heavily now.
It's crazy, man.
And they're going to go ahead and go out of bounds. 6.6 seconds left to go here in the second period. Castle's Welch, the undefeated senior, still on top of Delphi's Tanner Lind. Welch gets on. Lind sits out. Welch comes up into a crowd ride. As Lind comes down to the ankle, tries to peel it off.
And
the time is going to expire here.
So 4-1. So anybody's match on the third. Lind decides to go on their feet for the third period.
Yeah, Lind realizing he couldn't get out, so he's going to go ahead and start.
Go on. Did
they start neutral? No.
Yeah, they started neutral.
Welch had choice this period, so Welch chose neutral. 15 seconds gone. Welch obviously a little bit more comfortable on his feet. Didn't do a whole lot the second period from on top. And as they're just kind of dancing around, 30 seconds gone here in the third period. Just kind of dancing around. The official looking for some action says something to him. As soon as he said something, Tanner Lynn gets him on a nice double leg and was almost able to come through it, but Welch rolls out. Now Lynn back in on the shot. But Chad Welch stays around the waist, and they're going to go ahead and roll out of bounds. A nice, two nice shots on the part of Lynn, just unable to come away with anything.
Yeah, I tell you what, Welch did a great job. Just I can't remember what it's called, but he just kind of threw his hips in and kind of rolled them through. Did they call it Gazzoni, maybe? Kind of grabs the ankle and goes.
He rolled through. Fortunately for Welch, he was able to hang on to the ride and just stayed with it. 50 seconds left now. Wynn throws Welch to his back. Right on the edge of the mat.
Yeah, I really like that rule. You're allowed.
Thank you. Terrence got a takedown and two takedowns for Mitch Sliga. A couple escapes for Scott. And an escape for Sliga. That brings us to our 5-5 score. Minute 15. Terrence Scott out front with the front headlock. They're going to go ahead and go out of bounds. Minute 10. Sliga there with a nice shot fake. Comes in with another shot. Hits the single. Comes back and Darren Scott lifts up through the crotch. No control yet. Now Sliga comes over and covers the hips down. But Scott is over the top here with a nice lift trying to power Sliga over. But Sliga has Scott's ankle laced up. He's not going anywhere. But Scott is doing a good job trying to bring him over the top. Now Scott able to lift over the top. Sliga stays with it, however. He's going to go ahead and get the takedown. And this is just a really, really impressive showing on the part of this freshman.
Yep. We apologize for that static, folks. We had some computer issues. I got it figured out now. It's a loose wire and to reconnect, so. Oops. But audio should be working now, too.
So here we are. Again, Sliga up 2 points, 20 seconds left. And Darren Scott is going to need to get on his giddy up if he hopes to stay in the winner's bracket of this tournament. There he is off the whistle, hits it, tries to hit a quick switch. Sliga does a good drive, dropping down to the leg. He's low on the leg now. Scott turns and faces him. Can't really come out. And 5 seconds to go. A nice job, stalemate called by Jim Troyer there. But with 3 seconds left, it's going to... And wisely, the officials coach is advising Sliga to start an optional start, so he's going to go ahead and get the one.
Look at that, and freshman.
And time is going to run out there. So moving on to the semifinals is going to be the 43-2 Mitch Sliga from Fishers.
Do you have your brackets from your bracket from 152?
And that's going to bring up at 189 pounds. Excuse me, at 215 pounds. Dylan Froelich from Tell City, the 46-1 senior, is going to be facing off against Lowell's Nathan Cleveland, 39-0. And last night, Cleveland had a minute 44 fall in the first period over the fourth seed from Yorktown. So didn't get to really see him, but he is physically, I mean, he's put together. He's tall, he's long. He's big. Froelich had a 4-1 decision over Penn Meridian's Logan Cooper in a great contest there.
Sorry, I'm trying to get caught up, my friend.
Oh, no, you're doing just fine. So 30 seconds gone. Scoreless here in the first period between Froelich and Cleveland. I think it was the top singlet was
in center of Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
See the Mat Mover at www.mat-mover.com. The Mat Mover makes moving your mat safe and easy and will not scratch floors. 4 or 5 boys can load a mat and roll it anywhere with your Mat Mover, even up and down stairs. The Mat Mover's patent-pending axle assembly and one-piece construction will not crack or break, giving you years and years of use. So easy, even the cheerleaders can load a full-size mat with the Mat Mover. See the magic at www.mat-mover.com. Searching for a stable, secure bank that offers local decision-making and has proven solutions for you to grow your business? Come to Key Bank. Key helps you make the best possible financial decisions through the guidance and business community leadership of your dedicated Key Business Relationship Manager. To learn about Key's cash management solutions, depositing checks with remote capture, and the benefits that come with managing your personal and business accounts together, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank. Member FDIC.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Since 1922, State Farm has been there to provide the best insurance coverage for their customers. Today, State Farm insures more cars than any other insurer in North America. State Farm provides the best coverage at a great price and has fair claim settlement. for auto, home, life, health, and disability insurance, see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Bob Reese of Crown Point by calling him today at 219-663-REES. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Mishawaka Wrestling Team is hoping to cap a great season with a state championship, and Drs. Jeffrey Hybert and Howard Wiesjohn are behind the Cavemen all the way. As the Cavemen excel on the mat, Drs. Hybert and Wiesjohn excel in the field of dentistry by offering many services from their new Carlisle, Indiana offices located at 132 Michigan Street. So for that perfect smile, call Drs. Hybert and Wiesjohn at 574-654-8811.
For Hill Holiday and Verizon Wireless, this is 32nd Family Share Plan, Riot, Accolade, PRLRYVWG-0116-0000. Produced at Headroom, February 16th, 2010.
Verizon is the best destination for great family value. Right now, save big on phones for everyone, like a compact LG Accolade or the Samsung Intensity Slider. Get either one free after $50 mail-in rebate debit card per phone. Upgrade your family to America's largest and most reliable wireless network today. Visit Verizon Wireless, verizonwireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. All phones require new 2-year activation. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Are you wrestling over the thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills pinning you under the covers? Escape the winter blues with the new energy-efficient furnace from Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning. You can't match them when it comes to comfort. Take down this number and call Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 17 east of Elkhart. That's Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning, 574-264-9485.
Switching banks is a difficult decision. Let Key Bank make it easier. Our 183 years of strength mean your financial future is backed by a history of trust few banks can match. More important, you can count on the personal guidance you need to achieve your goals and make the most out of the current economic conditions. To learn more about a rewarding relationship that includes a free checking account with no hidden fees, award-winning customer service, and technology that puts you in control of your financial future, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank, member FDIC.
Apeltronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Mapletronic is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com.
Hey, welcome back here on BroadcastPro.net. I'm Randy Mitchland. Here we are now in the second round on Saturday. Still focusing now on mat number one. And on mat number one, we'll be dealing with the top bracket of the consolation matches. So the first match we're looking at is Brooks of Warsaw versus Stevens of Maryville. Again, the second period is 0-0, and Stevens will choose down. Stevens comes up and gets an escape after an optional start by Brooks. Both men on their feet. Brooks shuts him down, goes to the takedown, they go out of bounds. Brooks was in control, though, as they went out of bounds. And back to their feet. Second period. Just a reminder, folks, all these consolation matches are 1-2-2. So, wow, Brooks is a standing cradle, and they call it out of bounds. That was pretty interesting. So here we go, 1:25 left to go in the period. 1-0 Stevens leading over Brooks. And Brooks, you know, seems he gets pretty close to getting a takedown, and then they go out of bounds. So here we go, Brooks now in deep, got Stevens sitting on a hip. He just popped that short head out. Nothing yet for the official. There's two. Brooks is up now 2-0 over Stevens. Minute left to go here in the second period.
Jared Brooks obviously upset from his loss he suffered at the hands of Union County's Phillips in the first round. Coming back, he's like a pit bull, isn't he? Just stays on top of it. Really, really kind of relentless in his approach.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, he had a tough match against Phillips, and we lost that one 8-1 or
6-1, I think.
6-1. It was a close match.
It was a good one.
Either way, you know, now he's wrestling for fifth, and you know that's tough to have to, you know.
It's a tough pitfall. I've been in the same boat as him. You lose the first round Saturday morning, and you know you wrestle the eventual state champion right now. It's Luke Schroeder's getting hammered 9-2 by Phillips, but Schroeder's gonna have a chance to come back and wrestle for third. So
yep.
You know, it's just kind of
who draw and who you match up with, you know.
Exactly. What draw you get and what you see him. So
once again, winning your semi state is huge. Like Schroeder won his semi state. So did Phillips.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
Ham and Petrov too. See, Ham got beat first round this morning. So it does help to set you up for a good, you know, good tournament. So it's 4-2 now. Brooks took him down, then cut him, then just took him down again.
And I'm back, refreshed with the hospitality room. Got a nice pulled pork sandwich and a hot dog and brownie. Just the whole works. It was tremendous.
At the end of two, it's 4-2. Brooks of Warsaw leads Stevens of Maryville. Some good matches we're going to see today, man. We're going to see a lot of good matches.
Brooks, go ahead, working for his no control. And Brooks still trailing. And again, Brooks lost his first match of the year last Saturday, you know, only a week ago, and lost already again today. And so finds himself in unfamiliar territory and being down here, you know, that can really work on a guy's psyche as far as, keeping the tenacity up. As he is on an outside single there, unable to get the takedown as they go out of bounds. Kind of look at the official a little incredulously. Nonetheless, Stevens in on a nice high crotch. Unable to finish, however. Goes in, Stevens, that is, again, on another shot. Oh, Jared Brooks looked for, like he was going to hit a little reshot there. Doesn't. Stevens shoots again. And that's the good part on Stevens. Not really committing to his shots too much, but doing enough here to keep the official, you know, thinking he's staying aggressive.
He had less than a minute left to go down in the third. Brooks still seems like he's in control. It's, a two-point match, but he hasn't struggled really yet so far this match. Four to two, 37 seconds to go. The men go out of bounds. Back to center now. And the best defense for Brooks is offense. And they're going to shut him by. All they do is take him down. Behind him, just take him to the mat. He brings him down the mat, but Stevens has good control.
Stevens sat right down to us, said no near fall has been awarded, even though Brooks has the lead.
No takedown that either.
No takedown. And so Stevens tries to hip over high, but Jared Brooks comes back over.
How is that not
too? There now he has control. Now he also has near fall as he comes across the face. No near fall awarded there. He had him in danger of getting some near fall there. So that's going to be your winner by a 6-2 score. From Warsaw High School, 8-2.
Wow. Score from my Tech fall, mat number two.
And at 112 pounds here, it's going to be Bloomington South Jacob Boomsma. Boomsma, the 36-7 junior. He'll be taking on Indianapolis Cathedral's Brian Harvey. Harvey, a 38-6 sophomore. And so here we are. Boomsma, as we said, is going to be coming out in the purple singlet with white pinstripe. And he's going to be going against, and Harvey's in the navy blue singlet with gold trim. Our officials for this match, as we are rotating officials again. The official is going to be Bart Welch from Carmel. And now we're getting other matches underway here at 112 pounds. Jared McKinley from Prairie Meridian is taking on Lake Central's Kyle Ayersman. Newcastle's Brandon Campbell is taking on Mishawaka's Paul Beck. And on mat four for the other consolation match is Pike Central's Cody Kendall against Pendleton Heights' Mason Todd. Again, mats one and four are the consolation matches. For those of you listening at home, and the maps 2 and 3 are going to be our championship round matches taking place. So as we're underway here in 112 pounds, again, all these consolation matches are 1-2-2 format with a minute, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. It is Boomsma from Bloomington South. He was beaten last round by Pyramid's Jared McKinley in a 5-2 score, and Harvey lost to Lake Central's Ayersman.
Wow.
And as I say that, there's my state finalist champion pick, Kyle Ayersman, with the fall in 1 minute and 5 seconds over Jacob McKinley. Jared McKinley, rather.
That was nuts.
And Matt, action Matt on the left. Excuse me, action back on Matt 1 as it's Harvey on a low outside single is able to get the takedown on Bloomington South's Boomsma. As time expired, he got that takedown with about 10 seconds to go. Boomsma tried to come out and roll out and counter, unable to do so. It is Boomsma's choice to start the second period. He will defer the choice over to Harvey. Harvey going to go ahead and choose down. Again, Harvey leading 2-0. And as Boom could get set on the right side, Harvey off the whistle is going to come out, gets chopped down hard, Boomsma. Keeping a good pressure down. Has a cross wrist working, now comes over in a cross face. As Harvey stands up, Boomsma comes over the arm. Nice and tight on the hip. Goes down the ankle, picks it. Boomsma comes back up, and they're going to go out of bounds. So with a minute 38 left to go here, Paul Beck is up on that 3x8, 2-0 score. And the other consolation match, Mason Todd from Pendleton Heights is up 3-2 on Pike Central's Cody Kendall on that 4. And as we're back in action on that 1.
You look real quick at both these.
Oh, go ahead.
Look real quick at both these guys. You know, you got Boozman, you know, 36-7, and Harvey, he is what?
38-6.
38-6. So both these guys have lost, you know, a share of matches, but you know they've also won a lot more. And so this is, you know, should be a fairly good match here. You know, it's 2-0 right now.
74 wins between these guys against only 13 losses. Obviously. Very solid wrestlers in their own respects here. As we're back in action here, Harvey keeps it in good stand-ups. This is the second time they went out of bounds now. Harvey doing a great job hitting his stand-up, but when he gets there, Boomsma is doing a better job keeping the control, controlling the match, and right now going to take a short break so Boomsma can get his blood cleaned out. So with that, send it to some underwriters here. You are listening to the IHSAA State Finals here on BroadcastSport.net.
For Hill Holiday and Verizon Wireless, this is 32nd Family Share Plan, Riot, Accolade, PRLRYVWG-0116-0000. Produced at Headroom, February 16th, 2010.
Verizon is the best destination for great family value. Right now, save big on phones for everyone, like a compact LG Accolade or the Samsung Intensity Slider. Get either one free after $50 mail-in rebate debit card.
And we're back here. Sorry, I hit the wrong button, but we're back. They locked hands there, and Boozma.
He was able to... Boozma, I think the official here, when he wore the locked hands, had the wrong wrestler there.
Well, he had his wristbands on the wrong hand, wrong arms.
Oh, that would
be that's why he's like green one, and then...
Okay, so there we go.
Should be Wonder One, I believe.
Yeah, Boomsma on top. Boomsma was on top, locked his hands as Harvey kept trying to hit his stand-up. And Boomsma's really got to find an answer for that stand-up of Harvey's. As I said, he stood up about 3 or 4 times now. It keeps going out of bounds, so we will see how that works out moving forward. Again, we are wrestling all these matches in order here, so we're not going to be moving along. They're going to be running all the 103s, 112s, etc. in order. So right now we have 3 mats with live wrestling action going on them.
You have the bracket for 171, my friend. Thank you.
And here we go. We get set. A minute left to go here in the second period. And Boomsma, I think, wisely just go ahead and cut Harvey. So that's going to bring the score to... Is that score right?
I think it is. Well,
24-0 now.
That's what I was thinking. Well, I never cut him. Well, yeah, you did.
Yeah, so it says 2-3, but I believe the score is actually 4-2 in favor of Harvey from Cathedral. As the Cathedral coach comes over, gets him straightened out. And now we're ready back to wrestle. So 45 seconds. Harvey's going to go ahead and cut him. Harvey's going to go ahead and give him the escape. And without wasting any time, Harvey back in like a pit bull. In on the shot. However, Boomsma does a great job staying with the cross lift, rolls through it, back up to his feet now, is Boomsma, now working a front quarter, out front, pressing the head down, locked up underneath his left arm, in the front quarter, Harvey comes back to his feet, tries to turn the corner, gets his takedown, keeps the legs split, and now he's working with the body, working for his fall. 10 seconds left to go here in the second period, in this, the 112-pound weight class, leading his Cathedrals, Harvey by a 6-2 score.
And you think, you know, he gave up an escape and a locked hand, so it really could be almost, you know, 4-2 or 5-2 at least to get that locked hands.
Right, and just going through my mat burns here that I picked up in the back here, the quickest pin here at 112 pounds this year throughout the whole state was Elkhart Central's Adam Q back on the 10th of December. He was able to get himself a a 7-second pin.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And look at that. Well, a 3-pounder, a 5-second pin.
Right. So here we are to start the second period. Still 2-6 score, as we said. Jacob Boomsma chose the neutral position to start the third period here. He is trailing 6-2. And Harvey again with the outside single. He's basically taken that single leg and really controlled Boomsma from the neutral position. So we get set again. 1:30 left to go here in the mat. And there's Boomsma with the outside single of his own. Comes in, gets his head stuck in between the legs of Harvey. Harvey coming out. Staying on top. He's bringing his hips up, doing a good job of not giving up a takedown. Now he threads through the crotch. Grabs the ankle of Boomsma. And he's going to go ahead and get himself a stalemate call. So no harm there. 2-6, still your score. 7:00 left to go here in the third period.
As a wrestler, what are you going to do here? You going to try to go for a 5-point move, or are you going to take him down, cut him?
With a minute left, I think there's still plenty of time to get a takedown and maybe work for your fall. But you know, if you can happen to catch him in anything, you know, that's just tremendous. But it's not going to help when you're getting taken down as Harvey is against Boomsma. Again, hits that outside single. He's just kind of taken Boomsma to town with that. That's been kind of his go-to right here. So he's got the takedown. Now he's moving up, trying to move up the body here on Boomsma. Boomsma scoots the hips out, looking to get his reversal here. But with 25 seconds, Mr. Boomsma is going to need to catch him and maybe catch him somewhere here. If he steps through, he could spladle, maybe get him in the spladle cradle. And as Boomsma comes back around, Harvey grabs his foot and takes his shoe with him.
He's like, I'm taking your foot right off. It's crazy. Well, it's 8-4. I think you got to cut him.
Right. I think, I think
you can. Either way, you're down by 4. If you cut him, you're down by 5. You got to cut him up for that 5-point move. I mean, that's the ideal situation.
And on the other side of that, you know, the Cathedral coach, I think they're telling Harvey right now, you know, he's going to be coming for a 5-point move, so you just wrestle smart and, you know, don't try and throw one away right here. The winner of this match will wrestle the loser of this match. So it's going to be the winner of this match will be facing Jared McKinley from Perry Meridian, going to be wrestling Brandon Campbell from Newcastle. So Campbell will wrestle the loser, or excuse me, the winner of this consolation match. So
Campbell goes here. Campbell goes right here, because they can't get any worse than fourth.
Oh, correct, yeah. So who won down the other end?
I didn't catch it. I was trying to check it out, but I couldn't. Trying to focus on this one. Oh, man.
So in any event, there's Boomsma with a takedown right away. It's 6-9 now in favor of Harvey. And Boomsma's going to go ahead and let him go. Wasn't able to let him go. Now he's trying for a bulldog out front, but that's just a little bit too late. And your winner is going to be Cathedral's Jacob Boomsma.
Yeah, well,
I just like that name. It's kind of a
cool name.
It's a good one.
We'll have to wait to see who he's going to wrestle. I didn't catch that match. Next up for us, we're going to have Leighton Binion of Mishawaka versus Hawkins of Crown Point. It's 119 pound weight class.
And on the other matches, here we go. It's going to be Bishop Lures, Tony Lovejoy, a 44-0 senior, going against Brandon Nelson of Lawrence North, a once-beaten senior in his own right. And on mat three, it's going to be Josh Kiefer from Roncalli going against Daniel Bradley from Knox. And on the mat four, the fourth place, or the other consolation match, will be Derek Fisher of Martinsville going against Alex Catrone of Newcastle. So as we get Mr. Binion out here, Binion in the maroon singlet with white trim, and Anthony Hawkins from Crown Point is the in his red singlet with white trim. And the senior going against the sophomore here, Hawkins the former and Binion the latter. Both these guys equal size up pretty well together for 19 pounders. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, look pretty well built for 19 pounders. Good thing is, you know, Hawkins, you know, he won state last year, so this has got to be tough knowing the best he can get is fifth.
Absolutely. So, again, all these consolation matches, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, and we were running them in succession.
Oh, wow.
So
Benny almost threw him there at the edge of the mat, kind of a slip.
And all the 19-pounders will be wrestling together. And the action, again, is being brought to you live audio feed on BroadcastSport.net. And we'll be bringing you a little action all day. The consolation round, again, set for 5 o'clock. We will start broadcasting shortly before that time, and then the finals will be at 7:30 p.m. this evening. So be sure and keep us locked right here all day. 20 seconds left to go here in the first period. Scoreless here. And that's kind of the hard thing, you know, with the feeling out process that is to be done. The feeling out process that's to be done in these matches is kind of hard to do in a minute. What do you think?
I agree with you. But it's so tough, too, because like, a lot of these kids you don't see. I'm pretty sure these two have matched up. Crown Point and Mishawaka at least once this year, especially maybe at the semi-state area. But, you know, a lot of these kids, you're like, where is Tell City at? You know, I don't even know, you know, if you're wrestling, I mean, if you have fun around there, you don't wrestle Tell City.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's got to be tough, especially these consolation matches.
And on mat two here, just to keep you abreast, Tony Lodeway from Lourdes and Lawrence Morris Nelson is scoreless after the first period. As we are on that one here, Binion's going ahead and she's down to start off. And
Matt 3, real quick, Knox is Daniel Bradley. He's beating Ron Kelly's Kiefer 2-0 going into the second. Actually, almost had Kiefer on his back, so.
And our official, as we said before, Keith Rochin, our officials, our official for this match, Steve Anslinger. Doing a great job out there. And the officiating has been pretty spot on. It's been pretty spot on today, I think. Wouldn't you agree? And there's the fall on mat three. Knox is Daniel Bradley. Just taking care of business. Just pinned Keith from Ron Colley on mat three.
So I got a little excited. That was my right. Pick. Champion at 119.
And so, back here on that one, 40 seconds gone here. If Binion was able to get his take, or his escape, rather. And they're back on their feet now. As Hawkins was able to, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was walking the wrong mat.
Yeah, you get caught up here doing the constellations in the finals. You know, you want to kind of try and follow them all. But with four going on, there's so much action, it's hard to, so. A minute left to go here in the second period. Binion from Mishawaka up 1-0 on Hawkins from Crown Point. Oh, and a nice job. That's the second time he's tried to hit that slide by. Binion did. You know, Bradley comes in with the elbows up and unable to.
Man, Hawkins and Binion kind of going at it.
Yeah, very, very
good match so far.
Good action.
I really wish we could show it on video.
And so 45 seconds left to go here. Both guys kind of dancing now. Wrist control up there into a Russian tie on the part of Binion. Hawkins comes over the top looking to snap down the front headlock. And as they go out of bounds, reset, 30 seconds left to go here. Tony Binion. Or Leighton Binion, excuse me.
Tony Hawkins.
I was thinking
right?
Tony Lovejoy.
Oh, yeah, that's right in front of us.
So Leighton Binion. Still leading 1-0, 15 seconds. And there's Hawkins, goes for a shot, and Binion back with a reach out of his own. They go out of bounds. Oh, and as they do, Binion goes for a nice duck there.
And Binion's a sophomore. So he has
got 10 losses, but still as a sophomore, that's still impressive.
Not bad. You know, he doesn't have very much experience here at this level, but he's the only one. He's right there with the state champion.
That's right. That's not too bad. Oh, and his
tires.
Let's see what the official's going to do.
Oh, man, I would have gave it.
And waves off the takedown as time expired, Hawkins
comes in, shoots in. Binion hips in, takes it right to his back, but the official looks like thought maybe time expired there.
Tell you what, that's one of those calls that if he gets those 2 points, that just changes the match big time. He'd be up three instead of up one going into the third.
And to start the third period, Hawkins is going to choose down. And so Hawkins will choose down. 1-0. Binion gets on, left side. And from the whistle, we're going to have a caution on Binion coming around the hit. Going to get called for a foot penalty on the back there. The rest of his leg on his back. Steve Anslinger right on top of everything. So he's going to go ahead and get set again. Binion on top. Hits the stand-up.
And did a great job. He's covered those hips as Hawkins tries to get away.
Yeah, Hawkins stands right up. He slid, and Binion slid right down, picked up the single leg and drove him out of bounds. Now, these Mitchell Walker wrestlers, you know, when you get 10 guys down to the state finals, and you can really tell these guys really just beat up on one another, making each other better in the practice room. So I assume for a lot of these guys, after practice, this is kind of like a walk in the park for some of these guys. Well, not down here, but, you know, you beat up on all week, then you go to the tournament on Saturday.
You come wrestle a guy that's equally as good as everybody else in your room.
Right.
You know, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Apparently, you will, definitely. So there's Hawkins. He's able to stand up and get his escape. So 20 seconds gone here in the third period. We're all knotted up at 1-1. And Binion back in, working for that modified Russian tie. And as he does that, a nice duck under on the part of Hawkins. But to no avail, they're going to go out of bounds. Minute 30 left. Binion kind of modifying the style now, dropping that back leg back pretty far. Backing up now, Hawkins kind of stalking Binion down. And as I say that, there he is. Hawkins is going to go ahead and get the stalling call put on Binion. Binion warned for stalling right there. Minute 17 left. And neither man really making contact, just kind of a lot of shot faking going on.
Minute left to go.
And it appears as though Tony Lovejoy is going to get himself put out here, out of the championship bracket. 25 seconds left to go here in our mat two there. Lawrence North Nelson still standing on top, up 6-1 right now. So with 40 seconds left to go on mat one in this consolation round.
Hawkins kind of looking for a throw there on the edge of the mat. Like, see, he pulled him right to the edge and threw up there about another couple of seconds, but I would have tossed him.
Yeah, and that's the second time that he's done that.
And Nelson.
Hawkins in on a nice shot, but Binion does a tremendous job sprawling back, keeping his hips low to the mat. And Binion back now, really getting really doing a good job moving his feet, looking active. Remember, he's been called for stalling once. So after this warning, this next warning will be a point. But with 5 seconds left to go, Binion in on a nice shot. Hawkins able to counter it. And so we're going to get set here again. And time's going to expire. We're going to go overtime. We're going to have ourselves overtime on mat two. Or excuse me, mat one, rather.
Down there on mat four is between Fisher and Katrin. Trying to figure out who's winning down there. Newcastle.
Catron is losing. Fisher is up.
Fisher's up 3-0.
4-0 now.
Oh, I didn't
so now, now we're into overtime here. Sudden death overtime. The first takedown is going to win this thing. And there's Binion working a nice underhook. Oh, and comes down, almost gets the takedown, the attack, and you can see him, the Mishawaka coach, really imploring him to pick up the pace here. And, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, they went the whole third period. You know, a takedown wins it in that situation, too, and nobody gets the takedown, but all of a sudden you put him to sudden death. And,
oh, man, do you see that? Hawkins backed up and kind of did like this, little come get me kind of move with his hands.
I missed that. And there's Binion on a double leg. Comes in, close to the edge. Oh, very, very, very close And Coach Garrett Snyder is fired up. And Steve Anslinger telling him he needs to sit down. And let him know that if he wants to complain, he needs to go over to the officials table.
Yeah,
that kind of quieted Coach Snyder down right away. 20 seconds left to go here. Binion did it. Was it on a nice double? Unfortunately, I think it was his knee that hit down first on the out-of-bounds line and tried to drag a toe and made it look as if though he was dragging a toe.
Well, that puts a tough call, too, because you don't want to, I mean,
you like to reward the wrestler who's being more aggressive, but with 0.6 seconds left here, it looks like we're going into a second overtime. And in the second overtime, it will be 30 seconds each wrestler will have to attempt to score as many points as possible. If you get the escape, the action doesn't stop there, so a fall will end this at any time, but I don't foresee that really happening.
Hawkins seems pretty frustrated. After that buzzer, he looks over his coach, and he's like, what am I supposed to do, you know?
So the former state champion from last year, Anthony Hawkins from Crown Point, will start down first.
Oh, man.
He's going to go ahead and get his escape.
Just kind of flip his hips out quick, and Binion just fell right off him.
20 seconds left to go here in the third period. Both men are neutral. And that looks like that gave Hawkins a little bit extra breath there as Binion tries to shot fake. Hawkins comes over the top. Now drops down to a snatch single.
Good job in his leg out.
A great job finding his leg back. And Binion holding his own here. A 10-loss wrestle here. Doing a tremendous job here against the former state champion. I mean, he was in deep, and he fought that thing off. Very impressive.
Yeah, usually in that case, you'll see a guy just give up, too.
He'll bail, and he'll go and concede the takedown, but not Binion. Doing a great job. So Binion's choice here to start the next one. He will go down.
Down 2-1. And if you're Hawkins, you're thinking, you know, one, not two.
That's exactly right.
Zero would be great, but one, not two.
If you get in trouble, you can't afford to go with the reversal here.
Man, look at it. Stands right up.
Yeah, and has Hawkins draped all over him on that spiral ride. And Hawkins, I think, wisely drops down to that leg and starting to work up on the body, but none too quickly. He's going to be content to just stay right there and have him hold on to the leg. With 10 seconds left.
Locked hands. See that locked hands?
And time's going to expire. I thought he didn't have him quite locked, but it was close.
Well, I mean, they're not even allowed to touch.
Leighton Binion is going to go ahead and lose that to Anthony Hawkins. Anthony Hawkins is going to be moving on to the next consolation round. And that is going to bring out the 25-pounders. So at 125 pounds in the first consolation match, where it's going to bring Anthony Napolis from Maryville. He's a 39-2 senior against Travis Berquillo from Prairie Heights.
That's going to be a good match.
A 45-5 junior.
Berquillo is pretty solid. You know, I've first time, you know, he's been in the placing round down here, but he's been pretty good, you know, last couple of years up in the northern eastern part of the state.
Yeah. And we're off the whistle here. Annapolis comes up firing, goes into a front headlock, goes to break him down, a knee tap, sets him to his hip, but Berquillo actually has to come out. They go out of bounds, so they come up, no score. Again, these matches are 1-2-2 in the consolation round. Oh, Annapolis with a nice arm drag, comes right through on that outside single, punches through in a navy ride, able to take Berquillo down. Berquillo now finds himself down 2-0.
Yeah, that was awfully quick. These guys are moving fairly quick for 125-pounders?
Yeah, Annapolis, if you recall, in the first round got caught in a cradle by Justin Kiefer. Kiefer took him down early in the first period and then rolled him over and got himself in trouble.
That was one heck of a match there.
That was quick, and so Annapolis finds himself in unfamiliar territory. That was only his second loss in the season. As he is the Maryville semi-state champ, he's going against the semi-state champ the second place finisher at 125 pounds from Fort Wayne. He lost to Yorktown's Derek Bevins, The 52-0 senior now is on that three, and he is down, finds himself down. Taylor Whistler from Mishawaka.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Warren Central, isn't it?
That's right.
Okay.
That's Brandon Wright, the two-time state runner-up for Cathedral, one-time state champion for Cathedral. Now he's wrestling for Warren Central this year on the quest to get a state title. Petrov is down the far mat.
Right, they have. There we go. Thank you. I was looking at the last round.
So it's right now it's 3-0. Annapolis is beating Marcolio. Here in the second period, 1:40 left to go.
And Barquillo hit that stand-up quickly out of the gate here in the second period. And Annapolis now working on the underhook. Really stand effective. I like the way he just stays on the attack and really doesn't let up at all.
Yeah, he doing a great job. Wow.
Oh, and a nice job. He stays right on top of the head. He's in the front headlock. Went to shuck it by as Barquillo tried for a reshot. Unfortunately, they go out of bounds. So with 1:20 left, we're going to get reset here. Barquillo now working on a Russian tie on the left side. Right arm of Barquillo. Barquillo comes out of it. And Barquillo is awfully big and strong, but he's just getting out quick right now by Annapolis. Wow, outside single. Comes down at the ankle, lifts up, and a leg sweep takes him to the mat. Now moving his lead to 5-0. 55 seconds left to go. And Barquillo just looks a little lethargic out there. It looks like he had the wind taken out of his sails early. Annapolis just kind of, before he even knew it hit him, comes out and just tough.
Yeah, Barquillo is struggling down there. Down 5-0, 36 left to go here in the second period. Really needs to get an escape here and set him up for the third period.
And so 27 seconds left. Barquillo still finds himself down. Annapolis getting on. Left side. Off the whistle. Barquillo has a nice stand-up, and he's going to go ahead and get his escape. So he's now trailing over by 4 points, 5-1 in the score. Now Barquillo looks like he's got himself a little bit energy. Takes a shot, and Annapolis right back in on the reshot. Hits a low outside single. Comes up. He's going to get the takedown, and that's the third time that he's been hit with that outside single. All three times he's taken him down. A low outside single, right to the takedown. Really nice on the part of Anthony Annapolis.
That was huge. You know, Barquillo gets that escape. It's going to be 5-1. You're down by 4. And then all of a sudden, you're back down on the ground again.
Yeah, he's only by 6 now. Barquillo, you know, he's going to need an escape here in a 5-point move. And Anthony Annapolis looking over at Coach Dave Maldonado. Wanted to cut him, but Coach said, just right, go ahead and get on.
Right about.
Caution on the part of Annapolis. Got on before the official told him to get set. Now they're set. Again, Barquillo out on that nice stand. This time, Annapolis tries for the lift, comes down. Barquillo able to get the escape. And back on their feet. 1:50 left to go here in the third period. 7-2 to score. Travis Barquillo.
Yeah, he's struggling. He's backing up. He's down 7-2. He's backing up. Annapolis is, you know, doing ties, changing ties, and just trying to find someone.
Right. I think if Barquillo would have spent the whole time here on on the offense, instead of being a little bit defensive as he was earlier, you know, he wouldn't find himself down so far. Barquillo now takes the shot. Good sprawl on the part of Annapolis. Annapolis comes back up, a lot of hand fighting. Again, Barquillo on a nice outside single, can't finish though. Oh, and just as I say that, he looks for a side headlock, but the official blew his whistle. An official timeout for headgear adjustment.
1:15 left.
So now I think with that headlock, you know, Annapolis knows it's coming.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thing is, I've seen Annapolis throw that quite a few times, too. Not, you know, not this weekend, but in the last year or so.
Right.
So, he knows what's coming. Especially if, you know, you're a minute left to go, he's up 7-2.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Oh, nice.
On a very, very nice high crotch to an outside single. Finishes. He's up.
Like a cutback single almost. He started out on the right side and worked the opposite side.
That's right.
And it was inside.
Anthony Annapolis with the 9-2 lead. The kid is just lightning fast.
And he cuts Barquillo.
He's really just kind of taking care of business here. as we have 40 seconds left to go here in the third period. On the on that one, it's Ron Colley's Justin Kiefer trailing 2-1 over Indian Creek's Ethan Raley. Raley, I believe, was your choice to win this weight class, correct?
Me? Yeah.
Bevins was mine from Yorktown, and he's down 4-6 on Warren Central's Brandon Wright.
Man, another takedown there by Nablos. 11-3.
And he's really just kind of putting on a clinic right now. Barquillo's spirit seems to be totally broken. And dude, just doing a tremendous job of keeping the pressure on. There he cuts him again. Barquillo now gets one. 11-4 the score. And Barquillo looking for a nice shuck. Comes by, gets the shuck. Takes Nablos down. He's going to go ahead and score his 2 points. Or rather not, no. Couldn't get the 2 points. So a 7-point winner is going to be Anthony Nablos. 39-2. He's going to go to 40-2 now, and this is senior campaign. And with that, we'll go ahead and send it back for some underwriters.
Yeah, we'll run some commercials real quick.
And you listen to BroadcastSport.net.
Wax, the CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts will repair your vehicle quickly and work closely with your insurance company to get you and your team back on the mat. Your repair will also be backed with the best nationwide warranty around. So don't worry if your car is slammed into or pinned. The experts at List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point will get you back in action quickly. It's no wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Give them a call at 219-663-0989. That's List CarStar Collision Center of Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
Searching for a stable, secure bank that offers local decision-making and has proven solutions for you to grow your business? Come to Key Bank. Key helps you make the best possible financial decisions through the guidance and business community leadership of your dedicated Key Business Relationship Manager. To learn about Key's cash management solution, depositing checks with remote capture, and the benefits that come with managing your personal and business accounts together, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank. Member FDIC. Switching banks is a difficult decision. Let Key Bank make it easier. Our 183 years of strength mean your financial future is backed by a history of trust few banks can match. More important, you can count on the personal guidance you need to achieve your goals and make the most out of the current economic conditions. To learn more about a rewarding relationship that includes a free checking account with no hidden fees, award-winning customer service, and technology that puts you in control of your financial future, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank, member FDIC. See the Mat Mover at www.mat-mover.com. The Mat Mover makes moving your mat safe and easy and will not scratch floors. Four or five boys can load a mat and roll it anywhere with your Mat Mover, even up and down stairs. The Mat Mover's patent-pending axle assembly and one-piece construction will not crack or break, giving you years and years of use. So easy, even the cheerleaders can load a full-size mat with the Mat Mover. See the magic at www.mat-mover.com.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Since 1922, State Farm has been there to provide the best insurance coverage for their customers. Today, State Farm insures more cars than any other insurer in North America. State Farm provides the best coverage at a great price and has fair claim settlement. For auto, home, life, health, and disability insurance, see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Bob Reese of Crown Point by calling him today at 219-663-REES. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Apeltronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Mapletronics is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. The Mishawaka wrestling team is hoping to cap a great season with a state championship, and Drs. Jeffrey Hybert and Howard Wiesjohn are behind the cavemen all the way. As the cavemen excel on the mat, Drs. Hybert and Wiesjohn excel in the field of dentistry by offering many services from their new Carlisle, Indiana offices located at 132 Michigan Street. So for that perfect smile, call Drs. Hybert and Wiesjohn at 574-654-8811.
And welcome back here on BroadcastSport.net. I'm Randy Mitchell along with Nathan Strack. Rayleigh and Wright will battle it out for the state title, 125. Now we're at 130. We're looking at Smith of Homestead and Lewis of North Posey.
And so here we have...
Man, that is, are they loud or is it just me?
No, the PA is definitely jacked up today. Got the voice working very nicely. And we're going to have Homestead's Tucker Smith do 37-8. Senior, who got pinned by Crown Point's Jason Sursis last round, going against North Posey's Jacob Meliff. Meliff? What did he say? We'll settle on Meliff.
Oh, wait.
Meliff? He's a 34-9 senior.
Wow. Sorry, don't mean to interrupt you, my friend. We're going to fall over there on mat number three. That's between Schrader and Jackson. Jackson sticks Schrader. Sorry.
Wow.
26 seconds, semifinal match.
And Jackson looks like he is he's ready for whoever he gets in the finals.
Definitely won't be tired.
Back to our first round on that one consolation. That's Jacob Miller, North Posey, and Tucker Smith from Homestead. Scoreless in the first period. 5 seconds left to go. Again, 1-2-2 in these consolation round matches. They are really scoreless here at the end of the first period. So Tucker Smith in the white and blue and gold pin striping going against and Mellis is in the black with the red and white accents.
This match here, mat two for the semifinals between Sursis and Mullins, should be a really good match. Talking about you know, Mullins is was 57-0, and Sursis is 40-0. Excuse me.
I just understand how you can have 57 matches in one season.
That's ridiculous.
That's a tremendous amount.
That is a lot. But you know, these big super duels, you know, the 32-team tournaments, where you can pick up 8 or 9 matches. You know, it just depends on, I guess, what your schedule. I mean, hats off to their coach. You know, giving this kid enough matches to be able to wrestle that many.
That's right. Just all the experience in the world here. And again, the winner will have Devin Jackson, the undefeated senior there. And here's the action as Tucker Smith started down to start this period. He has got his escape, and he is quickly making baiting this lead as he gets a takedown. Side cradle locked up for Smith. There, Tucker Smith, as I said before, is the younger brother of Clint Smith from Homestead. So his older brother, a familiar foe of mine back in a few years back, has his little brother all sorts of fired up. This is only his Smith's second loss since sectionals coming on. So he's really turned around at the right time this year. Taking it to Jacob Meliff. Meliff really not working up on bottom. Trying to, but Tucker Smith keeping the hips tight. Doing a great job on top. Good arm chop he's working on right there. But Meliff comes around, looks to get the reversal, the switch. However, Tucker Smith re-switches, comes back on top. Riding a nice tight waist now. They're going to go out of bounds. 40 seconds left here in the second round. Excuse me, the second period, rather.
Okay, you can call rounds if you want. We can turn it to boxing terms.
Exactly. And some of these matches, these guys get after it so much it feels like it. You're absolutely right. And then Mello stands up off the whistle. Tucker Smith with a nice lift, takes him back, but as he comes down, Mello, the North Posey wrestler, a tremendous job looking for the switch, but Tucker Smith just staying. Those hips are like glue. Comes into a crab ride. Now he comes on top, throws the legs into the leg ride. Now has a body lace worked up. And on top, just really working on that power half.
Just an update here on mat number two in the championship matches for semifinals. Sursis just takes the lead over Mullins.
And there's a difference right there. The champion, Jason Sursis, did a tremendous job there actually getting the reversal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Mullins trying to hold on, and in doing so, not giving up any points, gives up the reversal instead of just the escape.
So confusing. I look over here at Sursis, you know. He's got red socks on, but he's wearing a green band. So it looks like he's almost wearing red bands.
Well, they both have red bands. Oh, okay, yeah.
Red band? And so I was like, wait, he's red?
And what's even more confusing is Sirtis is in the red single with green bands, and Mullins is in the green single with red bands.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Why can't they just make it easy, you know, sometimes?
That would be too easy, obviously. Third period on that one, Tucker Smith was able to ride Malif out. Well, Malif is going to go ahead and choose down to start the third period. And I don't know if I agree with that call. I mean, he was basically ridden out all of the second period with no real offense, and there the official is going to call him. That was for stalling. He's going to be warned for stalling down there as Tucker Smith continues to ride tough on top, still working his spiral ride, keeping him broken down. Now he's working off to the side, working his half from his knees, trying for a tilt now with Tucker Smith. And Tucker Smith just really tenacious. Oh, and almost trouble for Malif as he tries to, as they were hip to hip, tried to hop over the top, and Tucker Smith almost had it put on his back. And there Malif stands up, and as he comes back down to the mat, lands on his hip. Tucker Smith comes over the head, turking the far leg, trying to look for near fall here. Our official, Mr. Faulkner, right on top of the situation is Tucker Smith. Now has a Cobra Cradle watch up.
Oh, man.
Now he's stacking him right up in that cradle. 45 seconds left to go. If Malif can hold on, and there he actually comes out of it. Nice job by Malif to come out. However, the damage is done as... Oh, he didn't get any near fall. Mr. Faulkner, maybe seeing something I wasn't. He obviously had the better prerogative. His point of view is quite a bit better than mine, so no near fall. Still 3-0 with 20 seconds to go here in the third period in this consolation round match here at 130 pounds.
Down there, I think the reason why he didn't call it is he had him turned, but his shoulders weren't quite over.
I think it
was. It looked like it was, but
I think he was on top of his head, yeah, and he wasn't in danger.
Yeah, so I don't know. Obviously, we're not the officials.
That's right. So, yeah, he has a,
I don't like to make that
a lot
call.
Better advantage point than what I do. He was right on top of it, was Mr. Faulkner. So 10 seconds left to go. Tucker Smith is going to go ahead and move this. He will be wrestling in the semifinal consolation round here. Moving on to the final, wrestle third person. He will wrestle. Was it John Miracle?
Oh, he took it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miracle won.
Okay, so we'll be with the twice beaten Sean Miracle from Lubbock North going against Tucker Smith from Homestead. And that's going to be a dandy at 130 pounds.
You know, Sirtis has only had two losses his whole career. They both came as freshmen. Going into this weekend, Sirtis had, well, right now he has 41 wins. Last year he went 40-2. So I don't know what his brother had, but it's going to be close.
Whatever his brother had a big zero behind it. He was whatever, and oh. But
still total wins. But if he can keep winning, in total wins, you know, if he can average, you know, 42 matches, 43 matches a year, you know, that's a lot of matches.
So at 135 pounds on that one in our consolation match, it's going to put Lake Central's Bradley Whitman, a 41-4 junior, against Lawrence North Matthew Rete, a 31-11 junior.
So that's good out there. Hear that?
Yeah, the announcer just said all the semi-state champions from a week ago are wrestling now in the final round, or excuse me, in the semifinal championship round. And that's going to be Brock Norton from Fort Wayne Carroll going against Bloomington South Brannigan Barlow on mat 2, and on mat 3, Mishawaka's Matt Guerrera against Anderson Highlands Mason Berriman on mat 3. Mat 4 has McConaughey's Austin Waite put it against Evanville Wright's Blake Ruger. And 20 seconds left to go here in the first period in our consolation round. Rattay actually working on a nice low single, trying to come up through on an Iranian. However,
Wortman's
doing a good job of scissoring about running body, trying to keep the takedown from happening, and he will as time expires. So 0-0 at the end of the first period. Wortman has choice. He's going to defer the choice. Oh, he thought about it. He crossed his arms once and then came back and said, I think I'll choose down.
Yep.
So he's going to go ahead and go down.
And this comes back to the point we made earlier. It's so tough to get anything going with a one-minute period.
Right, yeah. There's such a big feeling out stage that nobody wants to make a mistake, and a lot of times, yeah, 0-0. So Wortman chooses down, sits out, and again, every time he sits out, he's got a nice hook
wow.
shot there in the head. Comes up, he's able to get his one, so...
Nice
that set really works for Wortman.
That took him about 8 seconds, so...
Yeah, we saw him do it against Barlow last time. He sat out about 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, Barlow was able just to hang on to that. I'm not sure what the final was there. Barlow beat him 3-2, so... It was a close match.
I remember that being very close. It was Barlow that got dinged a couple times. So, a minute 30 here in the first period as Wortman was able to get his escape. And both guys here on their feet, still kind of just dancing around. Doing a good job working for their inside control.
I'll tell you.
Oh, go ahead.
You go ahead. I'll wait till the
I was going to say, Rattay doing a good job really kind of working his shot fakes. Not a whole lot going on. Still just working, feeling out for position.
I'll tell you real quick, in their semifinal matches on mat number 2 in front of us, Barlow and Norton. Norton leads 4-0, Carroll. And on mat number 3 between Guerrera and Berryman, it looks like Berryman's winning 1-0.
Yeah, Norton did a good job getting a takedown. He got a quick tilt at the end of the first period there.
And he's got another takedown, I believe, didn't he?
No, he started on top.
Oh, did he? Well,
and now here we go. Wortman. Double underhooks, bear hugging Rattay, but Rattay smiley backs out towards the edge, knew where he was.
Oh, definitely.
Knew where he was on the edge of the mat, so still just 1-0 in favor of Lake Central's Wortman. Wortman in the blue singlet with black and white trim, and Rattay from Lawrence North in the red singlet with white trim.
Yeah, because.
Oh, Rattay, a nice job. Hit the outside single, unable to do so, though.
That's kind of tiring. Both of them are on their feet there for about 150.
Yeah, exactly.
After that, you know, 8 or 9 second escape.
And so Rattay's going to go ahead and go down here. And this
is it hard to get up for a match like this?
You
kind of got the wind taken out of your sails. You're not going to be going for third or fourth or first or second.
I've been to this territory. I actually wrestled Nick DeWig for Modern Day a few years back, and then came back a couple years ago, and DeWig finds himself in the state, you know, the state semifinals, and he ends up getting beat. And he came up to me and he said, "You know, you're the last guy to beat me," and that was about 3 years ago. He had went, you know, 2.5 years without being defeated. I mean, he was
stud.
He was a stud for those guys. So it's one of those deals to where he came up a loss, and you know, when you're out there, you just have to tell yourself, you know, you just got to be able to get yourself up mentally for it.
Yep.
And me as a senior, being in this situation, it wasn't hard to get up, but him being a sophomore, you know, you get your dobber down a little bit. And, you know,
it's tough, I'm sure, because, you know, what's the real reason we're here? To win a state championship.
Exactly.
I don't care if you're the best kid or the worst kid in your weight class. Your goal is to win a state championship, and I'm sure it's just tough, you know. Fifth place is still pretty honorable, but as a wrestler, you're out there, you're thinking,
yeah,
it's not first.
Yeah, as you said, you know, fifth place, you know, the first, you know, fifth, third, and second place can all have one loss, and assuming it's all to the same wrestler, you know.
Yep, that'd be cool.
And, well, that was my situation. And, you know, the fourth place wrestler, he'll go 2-2, and he'll place fourth. So, you know, a lot of people out there wanting to see full wrestle backs, but, you know, the IHSAA, Bobby Cox, his kind of viewpoint is, you know, we're here to crown a state champion, and feel that we have a very accurate system for crowning that state champion. So,
well, I just think we would have to find a way to extend the, you know, this another, you know, what, another...
Yeah, either another day, or, you know, you just start earlier on Friday night,
yeah,
get a couple rounds in.
So I think, you know, that's probably one of the issues, knowing that you have 100 and some matches the first night. And then, you know, I don't know.
There's a lot of wrestling. Well, anyway, 43 seconds left to go in the third period. The score is still 1-0 in favor of Lake Central's Wortman. Wortman, however, has been warned for stalling. That's what brought about the stoppage. He's been warned for stalling on top. But Rattay has been doing everything he can to get out. Hasn't been able to.
Man, Guerrero just got taken down. He's down now, 3-1.
Yeah, Berryman up 3-1 on Guerrero. And a nice lift on the part of Wortman as Vitae tries to stand up.
Third period, 1-0. Man, Wortman just did a great job. Devine, hang on here for 15 seconds. This is probably one of the better matches he's put together this weekend. Five seconds for the sit out. Wortman does a great job fouling. He's going to win this match. Good job.
So Wortman will face, did you get a chance to see who won down there on that field?
Wait.
Okay, so you will see McConaughey's Austin Waite. Waite, only had two losses on the year, so that'll be a great match in the next round. So with that, we will continue to bring all you the live audio coverage here at the Indiana High School Wrestling State Finals. But we're going to send it back for some underwriters here on BroadcastSport.net.
Someone happens to slam into your car, just relax. The CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts will repair your vehicle quickly and work closely with your insurance company to get you and your team back on the mat. Your repair will also be backed with the best nationwide warranty around. So don't worry if your car is slammed into or pinned. The experts at List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point will get you back in action quickly. It's no wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Give them a call at 219-663-0989. That's List CarStar Collision Center of Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
Are you wrestling over the thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills pinning you under the covers? Escape the winter blues with the new energy-efficient furnace from Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning. You can't match them when it comes to comfort. Take down this number and call Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 17 east of Elkhart. That's Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning, 574-264-9485.
And welcome back here on BroadcastSport.net. Randy Mitchell here along with Nathan Strack. Whew, some good matches we just saw there.
Yeah, Berryman from Anderson Highland. He's going to be facing Brock Norton from Fort Wayne Carroll in the finals at 135.
Yep, now we're over the 140-pound weight class. Looking at Montgomery of Terre Haute South and Thiel of Fort Wayne Northside.
Thiel ended up getting beat in an overtime match last round. He was obviously a little upset about that, the way that one went down. And Montgomery was beaten pretty soundly by Francisco Porras from Hobart, 5-2 last round. So again, 1-2-2 in this first period here for the consolation rounds, 50 seconds. Thiel from Northside is in the red singlet with black and white accents. And Montgomery's in the black singlet with red trim. And a steel tried to put a nice little leg sweep there. Got put on his back, but it was out of bounds. Scoreless here. 20 seconds gone. Montgomery, I'd probably say, has the strength advantage in here.
Oh, yeah.
Thiel's done a great job. I've watched this kid all year. I got a chance to watch him in a few tournaments and then all the way through sectionals. He's kind of a favorite of our program. One of our assistant coaches kind of taken him under his wing. And, you know, always gives him a few good words of encouragement because he's such a hard worker, this kid here. As he's in a nice double leg, comes underneath looking for the bear hug, and Montgomery looking for the throw on the edge of the mat, and Thiel's actually out of bounds, but Thiel's never been actually, my understanding of the rule is if you take him down and you're not in danger of near fall, there's no takedown, and Thiel was never in danger of actually getting near fall counted. I don't think there should have been a takedown call, but nonetheless, Thiel down now 2-0.
The thing is, you can't get any near fall though if you're out of bounds either, if your back's on the line or not. So maybe That was a decision the official made just because, well, I can't really award near fault.
Maybe he saw he wasn't, yeah, he wasn't.
Because his shoulders were off the mat.
Maybe he did fall into danger there, so.
So I don't know.
And that could be, that's a good point. That very well may have been what he saw, so.
Frankie Perez right now is beating Johnson Perry Meridian 4-1 in the first. And Beck and Bradley.
Leo's Justin Beck was up by two and then gets reversed by Bradley at the very end. And Bradley, if not for that, might have had him split for a for some near fall, but time ran out. So, speaking of time running out, starting the second period here for Thiel and Montgomery. Montgomery chooses down. He's going to go ahead and get his escape within the first couple seconds there as they go out of bounds. They're going to start back up. Neutral. Montgomery now leads Thiel 3-0. So Thiel's going to need to score here, I think. If he gets a takedown here, then he can get his escape to start the second period. He'll knock this thing back up. And Thiel's been in deep there a couple times. I know he likes to go over body, but he also has a tremendous shot. There's that shot. Comes back up. Ducks Montgomery. Montgomery is heading for the out of bounds. As Thiel comes
wow.
back, Montgomery went, yeah, Thiel was trying to drag the toes in the line there.
And Montgomery just runs around them, but they kind of switched positions, actually.
Yeah, Montgomery went to reverse Thiel as soon as Thiel's hips hit the ground, and then Thiel kind of backed out of bounds, so he wouldn't be able to get the takedown. So 55 seconds left here, second period, 140-pound class, north sides, Wade Thiel, 35-6, senior from Fort Wayne North. Against P.J. Montgomery from Terre Haute South, the 39-4 junior, wrestling in the consolation round here.
It seems to be a good matchup so far. You know, Thiel really needs to get some points in this period to set him up for the third and give him a chance to win this thing. You know, everything he's doing, Montgomery is just doing a great job countering.
Yeah, again, all the action being brought to you here on BroadcastSport.net. We are streaming the audio live all day. If you want to make it down here tonight, 5 o'clock is the start time for the consolation round. 7:30 the start time for the final. So these guys that went in this round here are going to have a good long wait. It's about 1 o'clock now. They're not going to wrestle for another 6.5 hours. These guys probably closer to 7.5 hours. So they'll have plenty of time to recuperate before the final. So you in here, you got a chance to take a break if you're in the championship round. Wade Thiel gets snapped down.
Clock's still going.
Montgomery. Wade Thiel gets snapped down there. Still 3-0, so Thiel is going to probably, they're going to put a couple seconds back on the clock here.
And Montgomery seems frustrated. I mean, he's winning 3-0, but this is coach like, you know, what can I do?
And whether you know this match has been a lot closer than 3-0 here, you know. He gets a takedown on Thiel right at the edge at the very end of the first period, and then he gets his escape. So
right at the beginning of the second period.
Right, so there's been a lot of, all the scoring was done in about a span of 10 seconds there, so.
Yep.
And Leo's Justin Beck now moving his lead to 5-2 over Lowell's Cameron Brady. And Brady was almost stuck there a second ago when, and on mat two, Frankie Porras from Hobart up 4-2 again. Porras was my pick to win state, but you know, a kid like Justin Beck who's so fundamentally sound, doesn't really look like a real imposing figure either, you know, but just tremendously sound wrestler. Been wrestling freestyle a long time, as most of these guys have. Put himself in a position to be under the lights. And down on mat 4, 3-2 is your lead for Center Grove's Matt Milton leading Blaine Hall from Avon. And so the winner of that match on mat 4 between Milton and Hall is going to be wrestling the winner of Montgomery and Thiel. And after we get the mat...
we set the period.
Exactly. We got the timers all set. Here we go. Third period starting. Wade Thiel, Fort Wayne North chooses down. And off the whistle, we're going to have a false start on P.J. Montgomery.
We're getting a lot of cautions down there on mat one.
You know, these guys looking for just that extra millisecond of,
That goes a long way.
Yeah. Jump, you know, that can really stop the man's move on bottom. So Montgomery, off the whistle, Thiel goes to stand up. Montgomery does a nice job spiraling, keeping the hands up in there, keeping pressure down. Thiel trying to stand up, peels the hands away. Montgomery drops down to that single. Field tries to do a little knockback as he threads his leg through the middle. A nice little trip. Didn't work, though. Montgomery and Field will go out of bounds. 17 seconds gone. Minute 43 left. Third period. 140 pounds. Again, all this action being brought to you on BroadcastSport.net. Audio coverage only, as we do not have the rights to broadcast here. And, you know, if you'd like to see the finals next on BroadcastSport.net, you know, go ahead and give a shout-out to Blake Reese or Bobby Cox at breese@ihsaa.org or bcox@ihsaa.org, and let them know how you feel about that. We'd appreciate that. So a minute 15 left to go here in the third period. Great deal from Portway North, doing a nice job getting to his feet, but every time Montgomery has the answer.
Yeah, he just, Montgomery's really doing well. You know, that matchup might be that Eric from Hamilton Southeastern, and he had to close him with Perez.
He's only a junior. I mean, look at the body on this kid. He's got great shoulders, biceps. I mean, the kid's put together. No doubt about that. So, you know, if he could stay down here at 40, he's going to be a terror next year at 40 again. I imagine a guy that size, he's going to keep moving up. You may see him at 60 next year.
Well, he was, I'm not sure what size he was last year. It was somebody else. Perez, though, he had the semifinal. He's up 7-3. He was a champion last year at 130 and a runner-up the year before at 25.
And it looks like with 10 seconds left, Leo's Justin Beck is going to go ahead and hold on. He's up 6-4.
And Perez is going to hold on, too.
So we'll be back in Porras here in the finals at 140 pounds. And with 40 seconds left, Wade Field, four-way north. Granby's out, holds on to Montgomery's leg.
Oh, we've got potential dangers. Give him one at least.
Wow, a nice Granby on the part of Field. Comes through, but he pulls up the leg of Montgomery, and the official stopped it. They were close to being at the edge of the mat.
Good job by this Johnson kid from Penn Meridian. He's a sophomore, and he was made it to the semifinals this year. I think that's a good accomplishment.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, got 25 seconds left. Here we go. Field working for a stand-up again. Comes up. Tries to Granby out. Nothing to him. 15 left. Ten seconds as Montgomery continues to ride on top tough, and that looks like that's the way this one's going to end. So your winner here on that one by a 3-0 score is
Montgomery.
Terre Haute South, P.J. Montgomery. He's going to move to 40-4 on the season, his junior year. Congratulations to him.
Okay, here we go. 145-pound weight class. We're going to have Samson of New Washington, which I'm kind of pulling for him because I just never heard of New Washington. And he's a wrestle Sims of Ivory Latter-day. On that, too, we're going to have Robinson of Hamilton Southeastern and Roach of Crown Point. And on mat number three, we'll have Surma of Munster and Welch of Castle. And then down on mat four, we're going to have Starks of Peru versus Johnson of Tri-Central.
And if you remember that last match, Josh Sampson from New Washington basically did himself in against Pat Robinson. He was leading by 2 points over Robinson, got called for three stolen calls, gave up 2 points, and then gave up an escape
hands
to Pat Robinson.
And I think he had a lot to win the final score.
He ended up losing by 6-5. He got gave up two stolen calls, stolen points.
One stolen point. The escape. He was up 5-3. Give up a locked hands and a stalling point and escape.
No, he gave up two stalling
points. I know he locked his hands.
Okay, folks, if you want to, please write in.
I'm pretty sure.
Let Randy know. Email him, randy@broadcastsport.net.
I'm pretty sure.
And let him know that he's incorrect on this because it was a stalling call on Josh Sampson and then two more successive stalling calls in his match against Pat Robinson from Hamilton Southeastern in the quarterfinals. And then Pat Robinson was able to get the escape. Mrs. Robinson or Mrs. Sampson, if you have this on videotape, you can go ahead and bring it right down here to the media row And so for video evidence...
I could be wrong. I've been wrong before, but I could have sworn there was at least a locked hands in there.
Well, in any event, we're 20 seconds into this match here on mat one. John Simpson Modern Day in on a nice single leg. He comes through looking to finish, but Samson doing a good job of keeping his hips up. Ooh, and the knee is really getting torqued on there by Sims, and they're going to stop it. I'm sure Mr. Samson would like to keep his kneecaps intact.
Yeah.
And 30 seconds left to go. Oh, a nice job, a nice check on the part of Sims. Just checked Samson right by. Samson reached, and Sims ducked, and he's going to go ahead and go out to an early 2-0 lead.
Now, these guys could have wrestled last week at Semi-State. This is a 3-seed and a 2-seed.
And I'm not quite sure whether they did or not, so while you're going and emailing in on and refreshing Mr. Mitchell's memory.
Well, if you look here.
Then you can go ahead and let us know whether they actually wrestled last week.
3-2-1
In any event.
4.
Yeah, you're right.
So those are seeds. I don't know if they wrestled each other, though. But
that's what I'm saying. If they answer, email it in right along with let you know that I was right about the stalling calls. In any event, Sims is going to go ahead and choose down. I believe he chose down. Yeah, Sims chairs down to start this, so the modern-day wrestler on bottom. Samson from New Washington on top. Good stand-up there by Sims. Samson's going to return him to the mat. 15 seconds gone. Our official for this match is going to be Bart Welch from Carmel. All these officials, just a tremendous job down here. Can't say enough about how good the officiating has been, at least from my vantage point.
Pretty solid.
It has been, and the only questionable calls are those calls that can kind of go either way. These guys don't miss the easy ones. And so with a minute 30 left, Sims now back up to his feet, looking to hit a standing switch. And has Samson extended. Samson's hips on the mat. Sims comes up on top, and he's going to go ahead and get the reversal.
And they're really close to out of bounds.
Yeah, Sims did a nice job.
Oh, man.
Has a leg in on the left side, reached across for the forearm, now has a hook underneath the forearm, looking for a guillotine there. Didn't happen, so he's content to come to the near arm, roll it under, and working on a little chop. Maybe he's going to go to a tilt. 45 seconds left to go. Again, modern days. John Sims, 31-8 junior, against the 35-3 senior from New Washington. So, 25 seconds left to go. Sims on top, still working hard. Samson for New Washington, not able to muster any offense from on bottom, and he's really getting worked on top. Sims has a nice tight waist dug in there.
And there's your buddy, Blake Reese. Rough. Sorry, I had to mention that real quick.
I know he did. And so they're going to go out of bounds. 18 seconds left to go here. Sims is going to be cautioned here for an illegal starting procedure there. Now he comes back set. And Samson off the whistle really didn't. It was a prime opportunity for him to maybe steal a point here as this second period is coming to a close, but unable to. As Sims just goes, look how deep that tight waist is. Just working a head lever on that. On his right side there, keeping the hips tight. And Samson just looks, he looks a little flustered, you know. But yeah, he wants to come up on his feet. He just got rode for a whole minute and a half, a whole 2 minutes on bottom. So he's going to start out to his feet. He's down 4 points.
Got some good matches here in the championship side of the bracket. Here in front of us, Robinson and Roach. Roach is up 4-2 at the end of the second. In a mat number 3 between Sermon and Welch. Welch has a 4-0 advantage.
And here's the funny part, Roach pretty much put it on Sims 7-3, and Pat Robinson was lucky to get out alive with the win against Mr. Sampson. But now we have Sims putting it on Sampson.
Right, just depends on who shows up.
Doesn't make any sense.
Depends on who shows up.
Nothing even makes sense anymore. A minute 35 left to go in the third period. Still neutral are these two. And as Samson hustles back to the center to restart, you know, he's been just getting worked on bottom. Hasn't really had to expend a whole lot of energy.
Man, Simmons got a takedown over there. Tight, goes down 4-2 now.
And so Samson now trying to fight off Sims. Sims had a tremendous shot deep in through the cross. This is the second time he's had this. Trying to come up through the middle. But as he tries to come up, Samson doing a good job of grabbing Sims' feet, controlling the waist, looking for a stalemate here. And if nobody can improve, I believe Mr. Welch, our official, is going to... Oh, and a nice Peterson roll on the part of Sims. Hits the Peterson, gets a one count for the near fall. I don't think he's going to get any more than that, but he does get the takedown. Sims is going to go ahead and move up 6-0 with 40 seconds left to go. Now Samson on top has rolled back on top of that Peterson roll. And now he's going to go ahead and get the reversal. So it's 2-6, 30 seconds left, and Mr. Samson needs to look for some near fall. He basically needs to pin him to put him away here. As he hooks the near arm, puts it on the back of Sims. Sims places his arm back. 15 seconds left. Samson really wrestling with a sense of urgency now. Throws a half in on the near side, trying to run it over. And Sims is
trying.
Yeah, I think it's just a little bit too late. And your winner here in this consolation round is going to be John Sims from Evansville Modern Day. He's going to move to 32-8 on the year, and this is his junior campaign. He will be seen.
Johnson of Tri-Central.
Okay. And with that, we will take a quick timeout for some underwriters. You are listening to the Indiana Wrestling State Finals on BroadcastSport.net.
Switching banks is a difficult decision. Let Key Bank make it easier. Our 183 years of strength mean your financial future is backed by a history of trust few banks can match. More important, you can count on the personal guidance you need to achieve your goals and make the most out of the current economic conditions. To learn more about a rewarding relationship that includes a free checking account with no hidden fees, award-winning customer service, and technology that puts you in control of your financial future, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank, member FDIC. Apeltronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Mapletronics is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. See the Mat Mover at www.mat-mover.com. The Mat Mover makes moving your mat safe and easy and will not scratch floors. Four or five boys can load a mat and roll it anywhere with your Mat Mover, even up and down stairs. The Mat Mover's patent-pending axle assembly and one-piece construction will not crack or break, giving you years and years of use. So easy, even the cheerleaders can load a full-size mat with the Mat Mover. See the magic at www.mat-mover.com. Are you wrestling over the thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills pinning you under the covers? Escape the winter blues with the new energy-efficient furnace from Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning. You can't match them when it comes to comfort. Take down this number and call Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 17 east of Elkhart. That's Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning, 574-264-9485.
Like a good.
And welcome back here on BroadcastSport.net to the 72nd annual IHSAA Wrestling State Finals here in Conseco Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Randy Mitchell along with Nathan Strack here on BroadcastSport.net, and we're ready for the 152 pounders.
And at 152 on the consolation match, it is going to be pitting East Nobles, Jimmy LaRoe. He'll be going against Delphi's Tanner Lind. Lind, a 44-3 sophomore. Jimmy Lowe, 36-5 senior. I think the match in this round that's kind of piqued everybody's interest is the matchup between former teammates Zach Cord from Elkhart Memorial, 35-2 senior, against Mishawaka's Ryan Stahl, 45-3 senior. As we said, both these guys were teammates last year at Elkhart Memorial.
Cord placed fifth here, and Stahl's a runner-up last year.
So, yeah, I think this one's really kind of has everybody's interest peaked for this thing.
And Stahl's got a bum shoulder. As you can see, he's got it wrapped. Ooh. Cord with the first hit down there.
And over here, Zofa is tearing wind with a quick takedown in the first 20 seconds here on Jimmy Leroux. So Leroux finds himself down two as they get set to start again. Leroux trying to come up to his feet, work his stand up, trying to fight the hands away. Unable to do so.
This is tough for me to watch. So 2-0, Leroux trails. Lind.
Leroux stands up. Lind comes down on the ankle. Works back. Trying to keep Leroux back down to the mat. Leroux stands
wow.
back.
Wow. That was good power.
Yeah. Tanner Lind comes back to the leg. Drives Leroux right over. And Jim Leroux's no small cookie in his own right.
Oh, Corb's got Stahl in the cradle over here.
And 10 seconds left to go here on that one. Still 2-0. Tanner Lind. Again, all these consolation matches are 2-0. Or excuse me, our 1-2-2 periods.
Wow, Cord has got Leroux has Stahl
choice.
Cradle.
He's going to go ahead, defer the choice. Tanner Lind looks like he's adjusted his contract there. He's going to go ahead and choose what is Tanner Leroux going to do. He's going to worry about getting his contact out. And they're going to go ahead and call entry time.
Real quick over here, Matt. Sorry, both these guys live about 20 minutes away from where I live, Stahl and Corp. It's got to be tough wrestling a guy that used to be your teammate, and I don't know if he still likes him or not, because I'm sure it's probably tough for them to go.
Probably,
you know.
Probably some mixed feelings.
Yeah, Marty says they're not very likable now. So,
well, I'll tell you what, you know, when you do battles like that down in the practice room, you pretty much know the other guy. Zach Corp got out of the early 7-1 lead, and that's going to be a heck of a hill for Mr. Stahl to overcome. But you know, if anybody can do it, he can, being a runner-up last year. But as we start back in here on this consolation match on that one, Tanner Lind shows down to start the second period. Leroux, go ahead, keeping him down. Lind stands up. Leroux returning to the mat. Now Leroux doing a good job of keeping pressure down.
Leroux's pretty solid. I got a chance to watch him the last couple weeks, and
yeah, you know, he comes and gets it.
And
he's not quite there with this upper echelon of the guys here, but he's obviously a very, very solid wrestler. I know he's really dedicated himself in the offseason to wrestle a lot of freestyle, and as all these guys do. So he will go out of bounds. Minute 20 left to go here. Second period. And Castles, Welch, Chad Welch is in trouble here, 47-0. He's going against Sam Bennett from Anderson Highland, an undefeated wrestler in his own right. Both Bennett for Highland, the senior, Welch the junior for Castle. Minute 7 left to go. Jimmy Leroux from East Noble still on top.
Just Marty next to me told me that Leroux's going to wrestle at the Wabash next year. So
Jimmy Leroux obviously getting it done in the classroom. Wabash College, you know, I know they have pretty stringent academic standards as far as their admissions go. So all the best luck to him. I know he's going to continue to wrestle there at the next level. So Jimmy Leroux still on top, controlling, doing a good job on his crossface. Looking at an arm chop now on the near side. Doing a great job keeping the pressure down. Now he's working on an arm bar. Trying to bring that up into his hammerlock.
You know, Leroux he's done an excellent job this period, you know. Lind chews down, Leroux is just all over him, not really giving him a chance to stand up or anything. And
yeah, he's really suffocating with the hips there. With 5 seconds left, Lynn just with a with an explosion there on bottom, tries to stand up, but LaRoe does a good job of staying with it. And he's going to go ahead and ride him out. So Jimmy LaRoe, nice job there. LaRoe's choice going into the third period here again. 2-0. Jimmy LaRoe trailing Tanner Lynn of Delphi. And LaRoe will go ahead and choose down, like I thought. Matt 2 here from Anderson Highland. Sam Bennett, a 3-1 lead over Castles, Chad Welch. Matt 3, Oklahoma Memorial, Zach Corp still leading. 7-1 over Mishawaka's Ryan Stolen on Matt 4. 5-3 is your leader for Indianapolis Cathedral's Austin, or excuse me, for Dustin Parrish of Plainfield. He's leading Austin Nybarger of Indianapolis Cathedral. And as soon as I said that, Nybarger gets a takedown to even that up at 5-5.
And now LaRoe's struggling.
Wait.
Gives up a takedown.
There's a point score there that I'm not sure exactly how that happened. Tanner Lind was able to score another point there. Did you, oh, they must have started neutral.
That's what I'm guessing. Oh, no, it was 2-0, wasn't it?
Right, so yeah. LaRoe must have got the takedown, or the stand up, and then Lind came back with the takedown.
That's what happened. LaRoe started down.
And Chad Welch was my pick here in this, as the state champion. So if he goes down, my bracket's really looking a little whisked there.
Martin Stahl, and Stahl's showing 7-1. And wow, tied up here in Matt 2.
And if you hear that roar, that's just because Castles Welch was able to go ahead and get the takedown on Bennett. So that ties it up here with 15 seconds left to go in the third. Still 4-1, Jimmy LaRoe trailing Delphi's Tanner Lind. Lind gets set from the left side, the right side rather. Let's Jimmy LaRoe go. Now LaRoe is within striking distance. LaRoe down 2. He's going to need a takedown to send this thing into overtime. And we have overtime here on Matt 2. So 40 seconds left to go. Jimmy LaRoe still trying to keep his hopes alive for a fifth place finish if he can get the win. If not, it's going to be Tanner Lind moving on.
That's a good match right here in front of us, overtime.
And on Matt 4, the winner down there was...
That was Parrish of Plainfield.
So the winner of this match here on Matt 1, this constellation will receive the Plainfield.
Oh, wow. Lind almost gets like... What do you call that?
Jimmy LaRoe shot in, and then Tanner Lind came right back and shoved him out and almost shoved him over the back, but LaRoe able to get his hips back as they go careening out of bounds. 5 seconds left.
Stahl struggling here, Matt 3. He's down 7-1 with 20 seconds left.
Yeah, Court built that lead right in the first period and then hasn't really done anything since.
So Lind wins 4-2.
And with that, we will... give you a rundown of some of our underwriters. You are listening to the Indiana State Finals on BroadcastSport.net.
Neighbor, State Farm is there. Since 1922, State Farm has been there to provide the best insurance coverage for their customers. Today, State Farm insures more cars than any other insurer in North America. State Farm provides the best coverage at a great price and has fair claim settlement. For auto, home, life, health, and disability insurance, see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Bob Reese of Crown Point by calling him today at 219-663-REES. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Searching for a stable, secure bank that offers local decision-making and has proven solutions for you to grow your business? Come to Key Bank. Key helps you make the best possible financial decisions through the guidance and business community leadership of your dedicated Key Business Relationship Manager. To learn about Key's cash management solution, depositing checks with remote capture, and the benefits that come with managing your personal and business accounts together, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank. Member FDIC.
For Hill Holiday and Verizon Wireless, this is 32nd Family Share Plan, Riot, Accolade, PRLRYVWG-0116-0000. Produced at Headroom, February 16th, 2010.
Verizon is the best destination for great family value. Right now, save big on phones for everyone, like a compact LG Accolade or the Samsung Intensity Slider. Get either one free after $50 mail-in rebate debit card per phone. Upgrade your family to America's largest and most reliable wireless network today. Visit Verizon Wireless, verizonwireless.com, or call 1-800 to join in. All phones require new 2-year activation. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Mishawaka Wrestling Team is hoping to cap a great season with a state championship, and Drs. Jeffrey Hybert and Howard Wiesjohn are behind the Cavemen all the way. As the Cavemen excel on the mat, Drs. Hybert and Wiesjohn excel in the field of dentistry by offering many services from their new Carlisle, Indiana offices located at 132 Michigan Street. So for that perfect smile, call Drs. Hybert and Wiesjohn at 574-654-8811.
If someone happens to slam into your car, just relax. The CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts will repair your vehicle quickly and work closely with your insurance company to get you and your team back on the mat. Your repair will also be backed with the best nationwide warranty around. So don't worry if your car is slammed into or pinned. The experts at List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point will get you back in action quickly. It's no wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Give them a call at 219-663-0989. That's List CarStar Collision Center, Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
Switching banks is a difficult decision. Let Key Bank make it easier. Our 183 years of strength mean your financial future is backed by a history of trust few banks can match. More important, you can count on the personal guidance you need to achieve your goals and make the most out of the current economic conditions. To learn more about a rewarding relationship that includes a free checking account with no hidden fees, award-winning customer service, and technology that puts you in control of your financial future, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank, member FDIC.
Apeltronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Mapletronics is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. See the Mat Mover at www.mat-mover.com. The Mat Mover makes moving your mat safe and easy and will not scratch floors. Four or five boys can load a mat and roll it anywhere with your Mat Mover, even up and down stairs. The Mat Mover's patent-pending axle assembly and one-piece construction will not crack or break, giving you years and years of use. So easy, even the cheerleaders can load a full-size mat with the Mat Mover. See the magic at www.mat-mover.com.
And welcome back here on Broadcast Pro.net. Starting with 160-pound weight class, looking at Reese of Indian Creek and Lefevre of Carroll here on mat number one, Constellation. Mat number two of Red Hills of Washington Harrison versus Willis of Indianapolis Cathedral. Mat three, we have McCray of Garrett versus McMurray, two-time state champion McMurray on mat number three. And on mat four, we're going to have Oliver of Pike versus Kolb of Tri-Life Hendricks. So we're over here at mat number one. Over at mat number one, it's 2-0, and the Fever trails. Fever had a big win last night over Anthony Carroz and hasn't really been able to put anything together since then. Two to zero after the first period. Reese will lead the Fever. Takedown by Reese to start the second period. Well, no, ref doesn't give it to him. Ref was going to award it, but didn't want to give it to him. And the Fever just looks really gassed already. We're only, you know, just into the second period, and now he's going to get the takedown. 4-0, Reese over the Fever. The Fever just looks so gassed. Reese is doing a great job just riding him out, kind of chopping him and staying with him. And there's a minute left to go here, 4-0 Reese. Over on mat 2, looks like Willis of Cathedral has hurt his shoulder, and they're going to one-point penalty point for him. So Vallejos, if Willis doesn't get back up, Vallejos will have to forfeit this match due to an injury default. So hopefully Willis will get back up and finish. Well, on that one, Reese is winning 4-0 over Lefevre in the second. This match is going quite quickly. It's 5-0 on mat number 3, and McMurray is taking it to McCray right now. Reese. And now in a tilt, back and forth, gets two near fall off of Lefevre. It's going to be 9-0. And I don't think this move on mat 2 is illegal. It looked like a Jap Wizard, wasn't it? So he's in a forfeit, injury default. And Vallejos will forfeit the state due to injury default. Well, he threw a Jap Wizard, and Willis hurt his shoulder. And now he's going to make him injury default it. That's too bad. Man, controversial. Anyways, Reese down here at mat number 1, 11-0 up. So I don't know if this kid's going to wrestle for the state title. Wow. So 11-0. So really the state final match is over here on mat number 3 now. Because more likely... Well, they threw him in a Jap Wizard. They said it was too hurt to finish wrestling. So... Vallejo's not very happy. But this ain't because of the way he twisted the arm, but I mean, it was just a Jap Wizard that went wrong. And Reese beats Lefevre 11-0. And Lefevre just looks gassed. I mean, it was in the first period, he was hanging his head and was having a tough time.
Yeah, I can empathize with Tyler Lefevre. I've I've been sick down here before wrestling on the Saturday when came down here and got sick, and then really just takes everything out of you, especially when you're facing your best competition all year. These guys are feeling fresh as the days, and you're not feeling up to your best. So if that is what's happening, you know, I hope you can come back and get right tonight for the next round.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I'm still trying to, you know, Coach Tony Holdon here showed me how, just showed how he did the Jap Wizard here, Matt, too. Instead of doing the reach through, he did like a Kimura. Like in UFC?
You can't bar the arm. You can't come over and lock on your own arm.
Like,
right. You can't.
Something like that. And that's what he did. And that's why, since he got hurt, that's why they gave him that point. That's too bad because, I mean, maybe that's the way the young man was taught to move. You know what I mean? But if it... I would imagine McMurray is going to get a forfeit for the finals then, right? Can you injury to fall the match and turn around and wrestle the next match?
Yes.
See, I don't like that. Who won that fall match down there?
I'm not quite sure.
Oliver.
And so we're going to move right along.
171 pounders. On that one, we're going to see Weiss of Heritage Hill versus Morin of Mishawaka. That two of the Bratcher of Eastbrook, Duckworth of Union County. That three was the Boots of Evans of Modern Day and Stein of Princeton. And at number four, we're going to see Bill of Indianapolis Chittard versus Hauenstein of Zionsville.
Yeah, and the good thing here, the Princeton wrestler, Drake Stein, making a little history down here this week. His tech fall at 171 pounds was the fastest tech fall has the new tech fall record at 171 pounds in the state meet in a total time of 3 minutes. So congratulations to him, the PR for that weight class. And so in our consolation match, as we said, it is Mishawaka's Richard Moran. Moran is 35-6, a senior. He's going against Heritage Hills' Jeff Weiss. Weiss 46-3. Weiss last round lost to Jason Jackson Bratcher from Eastbrook. Marin, he ended up losing to Duckworth from Union County. Both of those gentlemen are undefeated in mat wrestling right now on mat 2. Duckworth up 2-0 on Bratcher. And it is the Heritage Hills wrestler, Weiss, up 2-0.
And
looking for a split. Unable to finish the split. Had him pretty deep on Marin. Marin trying to come up, but with 0 seconds left, time will expire.
I think
a redundant statement.
I'm still seeing guys come out flat foot. I mean, Morin doesn't look like he's ready to wrestle.
Yeah, I know. And like you said, you know, this is a tough one to get yourself up for. You know, you've just obviously fell short of your goal. And, yeah, it is a tough one to get up for. Although Morin being a senior, you know, I'd rather be wrestling for fifth place than be wrestling for seventh place.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference there on the podium. Couple spots there. Anyway, a minute 45 left in the second period. Morin started down, and as he starts down, he's going to go ahead and work up for his escape. Nice stand up, came right through. And Weiss last one had a quite the battle with Thatcher, or Bratcher rather. He did lose, end up losing 7-4, but it was 5-4 before he got it to gave up a takedown at the very end. Came back, battled his way back in to bring it to within a point, but was unable to win.
Oh man, going to get a 1 point penalty point down there, and Morin's going to get a point cause for a scissors to the head from Weiss.
Actually, Weiss was awarded the point.
Oh really?
Yeah.
They both had about the same move.
Yeah, Weiss was awarded the point, but the thing I like about Weiss is he stays on the attack. He's just really aggressive up front, stays on the head, takes good shots and is just really aggressive out there. And like we said before, he's got some tree trunks for legs, boy. He's got been hitting the squat rack pretty hard, I'd say. And there he is in that low single, working up. Moran comes over the top, though. Crotch lift. Does a good job of bringing his hips on top. He's definitely has the advantage here thus far. 45 seconds left to go. Moran able to bring his hips on top, working to get the takedown, but can't get around behind as Weiss is able to hold on to his leg. Now Moran comes around behind, however, is too low on the ankles. There he comes up, works for control. Now they're close to the edge, and they're going to go ahead and go out of bounds. 24 seconds left to go in the second period. And with that takedown, Moran knocks it up. 3-3 is the score. Again, all your action being brought to you here on Broadcast Sport, bringing you live audio coverage all day. The consolation round, there will be one more round wrestled after this round, and then the finals consolation will come to you live at 5 o'clock. We will bring you that round, as well as at 7:30, the finals, state championship finals. So come on down here and cheer on our wrestlers as they do battle one last time this season in an individual format. Next week down at Center Grove High School, we will have the team state wrestling finals. And
going to third is 4-3, 5-3. Moran says, what's going on our feet?
Yeah, what happened was there, Weiss was able to get the escape, so moved it to 4-3. And then to start the fifth, he chose down. Moran started up. Let him come up.
Nice
and
job.
Moran did a nice job of taking.
You got two back points there, too.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
A quick count by the official there. Weiss, basically what happened is Weiss tried to roll through as Moran was taking him down, tried to Gramby through, and couldn't get it. But he's about ready to get spladled. There was a spladle cradle on the part of Weiss, but unable to even get the reversal call as
Moran.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
A nice job.
That is ridiculous.
And now Weiss trying to escape. A lot of action. It seems like whenever Weiss is on here, there's just a lot of action.
Man, Moran just hangs on to take that stalling call.
Yeah, unfortunately it was Weiss that was trying to roll out of things like he usually does here that got himself in trouble to give himself the near fall. He tried to Gramby through. Not only did he get a takedown, he gave up a 2 points, so that was a 4-point swing. So that's how he finds himself down 2 points. Minute left to go.
Yeah, man number two, though.
Weiss stands up, and Moran goes down that snatch single. And so it doesn't get another stalling call. Wisely, Moran just let him go.
Man number two, Bratcher's trailing Duckworth 2-0 in the third.
Yeah, after that initial takedown by Duckworth at the very start of the first period, there's been no scoring. And just as I say, it looks like...
I don't like an escape or reversal here.
40 seconds left to go here on that one. And Moran coming through the crotch on Weiss. Weiss got his escape, but there's no takedown here.
Well, should be. He's on his back.
And so kind of the same thing. Weiss, rather, tries to roll through it. Ends up coming around.
Oh, man.
Getting taken down. Now
man,
he rolls through again. And Moran's going to bail now.
Dude, Moran's been... Look at that. How did he end up with that leg?
And there's one escape. It's now 7-9 in favor of Weiss. Wow, this is tremendous. Weiss is like... He's going to come up short here with only 0.6 seconds, but he is...
That's two matches in a row he came up short, right? Did he just go with the Bratcher?
Yeah, by a point, so...
7-4 to Bratcher.
Boy, this I'll tell you, this 71-pound class is loaded. So your winner from Mishawaka, Richard Moran, he's going to move to 36-6 in this his senior season. We're going to go ahead and give our sponsors a chance to talk here. You are listening to the Indiana Wrestling State Finals on BroadcastSport.net.
Are you wrestling over the thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills pinning you under the covers? Escape the winter blues with the new energy-efficient furnace from Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning. You can't match them when it comes to comfort. Take down this number and call Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 17 east of Elkhart. That's Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning, 574-264-9485.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Since 1922, State Farm has been there to provide the best insurance coverage for their customers. Today, State Farm insures more cars than any other insurer in North America. State Farm provides the best coverage at a great price and has fair claim settlement. For auto, home, life, health, and disability insurance, see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Bob Reese of Crown Point by calling him today at 219-663-REES. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Searching for a stable, secure bank that offers local decision-making and has proven solutions for you to grow your business? Come to Key Bank. Key helps you make the best possible financial decisions through the guidance and business community leadership of your dedicated Key Business Relationship Manager. To learn about Key's cash management solution, depositing check with remote capture, and the benefits that come with managing your personal and business accounts together, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank. Member FDIC.
For Hill Holiday and Verizon Wireless, this is 32nd Family Share Plan, Riot, Accolade, PRLRYVWG-0116-0000. Produced at Headroom, February 16th, 2010.
Verizon is the best destination for great family value. Right now, save big on phones for everyone, like a compact LG Accolade with a Samsung Intensity Slider. Get either one free after $50 mail-in rebate debit card per phone. Upgrade your family to America's largest and most reliable wireless network today. Visit Verizon Wireless, verizonwireless.com, or call 1-800 to join in. All phones require new 2-year activation. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Mishawaka wrestling team is hoping to cap a great season with a state championship, and Drs. Jeffrey Hivert and Howard Wiesjohn are behind the Cavemen all the way. As the Cavemen excel on the mat, Drs. Hivert and Wiesjohn excel in the field of dentistry by offering many services from their new Carlisle, Indiana offices located at 132 Michigan Street. So for that perfect smile, call Drs. Hivert and Wiesjohn at 574-654-8811.
And welcome back here on BroadcastPro.net. Randy Mitchell along with Nate Strack. We're now to the 189 pounders. So this is moving right along, my friend.
Absolutely. And great match coming up here. On that one, our mat here, the consolation mat, is going to be the Fort Wayne Summit State champ, Darren Scott. At 40-5, a senior going against Mooresville's Todd Hacker. Hacker, a 34-5 senior in his own right. Matt 2. We're going to have Mitch Sliga from Fishers, 43-2, going against Brandon Atwood from Delphi, 47-0, senior. He's going to be going against, Matt 3 now. Alex Rosebrock from Castle, a 44-2 senior, is going to be taking on Warren Central's Michael Johnson-Jones, a 42-1 senior. On Matt 4 is going to be Taylor Scott from Heritage, a 41-3 senior, going against Travis Thatcher from Belmont, a 41-2 junior.
Did you see who won that Hankenstein and Bill match down there? That four?
Hankenstein or whatever.
Hauenstein?
Hauenstein. Here we go. Again, 1-2-2 is the time. for the consolation round matches. Scoreless here on that one between Scott for Marion and Hacker for Mooresville. Scott almost had a takedown there. Hacker able to come back up to his feet and almost had an arm drag, a quick reversal there, but they go out of bounds. 30 seconds gone here in the first period. Both guys in here working for control. The official for this match is going to be Mr. Faulkner. Mike Faulkner.
And that's going to be pretty much the end of the first period. You know,
yeah, it's going to kind of end without incident. A fairly jocular event as these guys are both working for position. So that's going to do it.
And on that too, Soga is just hanging in there with that one. 2-0 towards the end of the first period. And that's a freshman-senior battle.
Right. So off the whistle. Hacker from Morrison is going to start down. He's going to go ahead.
Standing switch. Wow.
A very nice job. He looked like he was just going to turn and get his one, but as he's doing that, he went ahead and hit the switch.
Oh, he hasn't got his two yet, though. Because Scott's hanging onto an ankle. Tell you what, though, he switched and then he stopped. He needed to finish it.
And Scott remained after some initial trouble there. Looks like he might have got reversed. Ended up not being reversed. Stays on top. So, minute 20 left to go here in the second period. Tyler Scott, Darren Scott of Marion still on top. Mike Faulkner down there telling him to get the action going. Not sure who he was chastising there, but in any event, they're going to go out of bounds. Minute 5 left to go here in the second period. And some of these other matches here, it's 1-0 in favor of the Delphi wrestler, Brandon Atwood. He's has a 1-point lead on freshman Mitch Fisher Sliga from Fishers. And it's 3-4 in favor of Castle's Alex Rosebrock. And down on that four, it's still scoreless in the second period between Belmont's Travis Thatcher and Heritage's Taylor Scott.
Well, over there on mat number three, Jonathan Jones actually was leading 4-3. He just got a reversal, not 6-3.
Excuse me, my apologies.
It's okay, my friend.
It is still scoreless here for us here on no score on either consolation round match. 40 seconds to go here, and Mr. Hacker would do well to get a little burst here and get his escape, because Darren Scott is still riding stuff on top. Now he's up to his feet. Hacker's up to his feet, looking, and a great lift on the part of Scott. He lifts, takes him out of bounds. Good reset. 26 seconds left to go here. Scott gets on from the left side. And got a little happy there. Jumps the gun. He's going to get cautioned for a false start.
Imagine that. Mat 1, false start. I think it's just the curse of Mat 1.
Perhaps. And as Hacker stands up, Scott does a great job of staying low, coming in between the thigh, lifting, and he's going to take him out. Scott lost to Sliga from Fishers at a 7-6 match. The freshman did a great job to fight him off. And Atwood from Delphi pinned the Hacker in about a minute into the second period in his quarterfinal match this morning. So 10 seconds left to go. Darren Scott has a tremendous job on top, really keeping the hips tight, doing a nice job. Able to keep Hacker grounded.
Oh, man.
And right at the very end there, it looked like Hacker might have got out, but Scott again comes through the crotch and came over the shoulder.
Scott did a great job kind of corralling him.
Yeah.
Stepped in and put him back. So.
And so in mat 1 and mat 4, both consolation matches, getting ready to start the third period, still scoreless for us. And on mat 4, Taylor Scott from Heritage and Travis Dash from Belmont. These guys met last week in the semifinals at Fort Wayne. And it was Scott that ended up coming out on the better end of that. met three, and then a little injury time as it's 7-3 in favor of Michael Johnson Drew from Warren Central over Alex Rosenbrock of Castle. And on mat one, we're adjusting headgear, so there's only three matches still going on, but wrestling's only being done on one of them.
Yeah.
As they're adjusting Mr. Sliga's headgear.
The actual strap came off of it. One of the straps in the back.
Exactly. So he's down still 3 points to Mr. Atwood from Delphi. Okay, now we're... I think we're ready on that one. It's just now we're waiting on this score.
Clock.
Yeah, to get the clock correct.
And Jonathan Jones is just owning Rosebrook.
And
Rosebrook.
Taylor Scott going ahead. He's going to make the first score. He gets an escape on Thatcher from Belmont.
And Jonathan Jones is hurting. This could hurt him because now... Castle kid is going to be able to choose where to go. Up, down, neutral.
Yeah, Rosebrock, he's going to go ahead and...
Maybe not.
He's going to go ahead and go down.
Yeah.
And we're back in action here on mat three, or excuse me, on mat one. Third period, scoreless. Darren Scott from Marion, still in a scoreless event with Mooresville's Todd Hacker. Hacker doing a good job on top. Was not able to get out the whole second period from underneath Scott. And looks like Scott's just laying there. I think Mike Fulner just told him he needs to keep going if he didn't want to get one for stalling here. And Hacker on top just has a tight waist and an arm. Looks like here's and there. Good call. Stalemate. Neither man was really working there. So instead of throwing the double stalling, he went ahead and gave him a stalemate. Reset him. Let him come back up and start over. As they get set again. Off the whistle, Scott looks for a switch. Nothing going.
And
comes back up. Now he's back, fighting back out. Hacker, look how tight he's riding the hips. Just really not wanting to make a mistake.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's probably going to have to go overtime.
Yeah,
we're so tired, but...
We made very well.
I mean, this guy really has, I don't know, what do you say, not really done much, I guess you could say. So, Johnson Jones, right over there,
for Warren Central, is going to be your winner.
We're going to call stalling down there.
Oh, nice job on the part of Darren Scott. He's going to go ahead with his escape. He did a nice job. He stood up, cheered through, was able to come and, almost got the reversals. He was dragging his toe, but able to get his escape point. A nice job on his part. So it's going to be 1-0 in favor of Darren Scott from Marion. And he's going to get the winner of Thatcher and Scott down on that four. That's going to be a rematch from last week, I believe, as Scott's up 1-0 on Thatcher. And so there you have it. Your winner, 1-0, Marion's Darren Scott.
And we're going to come over for some more commercials here on BroadcastSport.net.
If someone happens to slam into your car, just relax. The CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts will repair your vehicle quickly and work closely with your insurance company to get you and your team back on the mat. Your repair will also be backed with the best nationwide warranty around. So don't worry if your car is slammed into or pinned. The experts at List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point will get you back in action quickly. It's no wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Give them a call at 219-663-0989. That's List CarStar Collision Center of Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
Switching banks is a difficult decision. Let Key Bank make it easier. Our 183 years of strength mean your financial future is backed by a history of trust few banks can match. More important, you can count on the personal guidance you need to achieve your goals and make the most out of the current economic conditions. To learn more about a rewarding relationship that includes a free checking account with no hidden fees, award-winning customer service, and technology that puts you in control of your financial future, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank, member FDIC. Apeltronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Mapletronic is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. See the Mat Mover at www.mat-mover.com. The Mat Mover makes moving your mat safe and easy and will not scratch floors. Four or five boys can load a mat and roll it anywhere with your Mat Mover, even up and down stairs. The Mat Mover's patent-pending axle assembly and one-piece construction will not crack or break, giving you years and years of use. So easy, even the cheerleaders can load a full-size mat with the Mat Mover. See the magic at www.mat-mover.com.
And welcome back here on BroadcastSport.net. I'm Eddie Mitchell with Nathan Strack. We're here for the state finals wrestling. 215-pound weight classes we're at now. We're looking at Barrett of Connersville versus Foolish of Tell City.
Yeah, we have a good match here with Froelich being a 46-2 senior and Barrett a 34-11 senior as well. Froelich in the white singlet with red and black trim, and Barrett in the red singlet with white trim.
To remind you folks, after this 285 pounds, this is 215, but after one more round, we will be taking a break, and then we'll clear this place out, and wrestling will take. We'll start again at 5 p.m. for the consolation rounds, so that means we'll probably be on like 4:45 or so. So just letting you know, keeping you guys aware of what's happening.
So, with other matches here include Lowell's Nathan Cleveland at 40-0, going against Dylan Green of Pocomo, 50-0. And on mat 3 is Keith Nura, a 33-11 sophomore, against Mishawaka's Christian Lentz, a 45-2 senior. And on mat 4 is Taylor Grubb from Prairie Heights, a 45-7 junior, going against Evan Wooding from Mooresville, a 38-1 senior.
So it's going to be 2-0 at the end of 1. Village leads.
Yeah, Froelich, I didn't get to see the takedown there. You can see what his...
A kind of little kid shot in deep, and he kind of just kind of formed the back of his head and got around right the edge of the mat, and then worked him out of bounds as the period ended.
And you wonder why those big boys don't like shooting.
Yeah, it hurts.
You know something about that up there at that 215-pound weight class.
Yeah, I don't know if I shot very much, and if I did, it was an outside shot. So you wouldn't really get a chance to catch me with my head down.
Exactly. So a minute 35 left to go here. Froelich on top. Tried to step over for the throw the leg in, was unable to. So now he's going to go ahead, gets back reset as he gets on the right side. Nice arm chop. Working Barrett down to the mat. Barrett, as I mentioned, a 34-11 senior. Down there, getting himself tilted up about. Froelich, a good job. He had a great match with Cleveland from Lowell. He lost 6-0, but I think, Lowell, the Lowell wrestler there, was just a little bit better. But Froelich, still working hard the whole time. And only having two losses, it did just a tremendous job.
Yeah, looking at these matches in the middle now, Cleveland just took a 1-point lead over Green, got the escape in the second, and it's 0-0 over there on mat number 3 with, is that Nura, how do you pronounce that? And Lentz. And Lentz was the runner-up last year this weight class. And Green plays 8th, and Cleveland plays 3rd.
And nice job of Froelich as Barrett stands up. Froelich drops down to the single, switches to a double. Nice job to split the leg. He's got the leg threaded. If he can trick that leg up and come across to that cross face, He may be in line for some near fall here. Fortunately, Barrett trying his best to belly out. He's remained flat, reaching back and locking over Froelich's back leg, but Froelich doing a good job keeping that leg jerked up.
Barrett gets his leg loose, and now he's going to try to work up, hopefully. I mean, he bases his body up and can take him back down to his face again.
Right, I know, just a great job on the part of Froelich to keep the pressure down. Barrett really hasn't had an answer to Froelich, you know. Froelich was undefeated going into last weekend. He ended up placing second in his sim state. So, you know, a guy with only two losses, you know, he's not used to losing. He can come back here, as we talked about earlier, a little bit harder to get up for this match, but not for Mr. Froelich, as he is on fire. He's only up 2-0, but this match has been pretty one-sided. So, now Froelich starts down. He's going to go ahead and get his escape. He stands up. He's going to move his lead to 3-0 now. As he's back into a shot. Look at that. Just attacking. Like I said, you know, not hard for him to get up here.
Yep. I'll play it real quick on mat number two. Dylan Green of Kokomo trails Lowell's Cleveland. And Green has already been dinged with one stalling point. So Cleveland's got a stalling point for him, and he's got an escape. So they're just now going to the third period. So that's kind of early to be giving out 3 points.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's always early, but you know what I mean.
Absolutely. 1:05 left here. Second period, or excuse me, third period, rather. 5-0 is the score. Your leader, Tell City's Froelich. The official right on top of it there. And just another reminder, Wrestling for the Constellations will start at 5 o'clock this evening. We will have our final round of WrestleBacks, followed right by the Constellation Finals. Then at 7:30, it will be the finals in the championship round will determine our 14 state champions for the year. 25 seconds left to go here in this Constellation mat on mat 1, 215-pound class. And in all likelihood, it looks like it's going to be Froelich from Tell City going to be the winner.
Yeah, he's been pretty dominant, and now he's on top. Barrett is just hanging his head, getting called for stalling now. And Cleveland just kind of beating on Green here on the middle mat.
And a nice job on the part of Dylan Froelich. The twice beaten senior, we'll see
Wooding of Mooresville
in the finals, or excuse me, in the Constellation for the finals.
For fifth place.
Yeah, I think I might have said that wrong earlier. There will be the Constellation Finals, and they will wrestle all of those for 3rd, 5th, and 7th place.
Around 5:30, 5 o'clock, and that's still start. Here in the mat in front of us. Well, we're going to go ahead and run some commercials real quick.
You are listening to BroadcastSport.net.
Around. So don't worry if your car is slammed into or pinned. The experts at List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point will get you back in action quickly. It's no wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Give them a call at 219-663-0989. That's List CarStar Collision Center of Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
Switching banks is a difficult decision. Let KeyBank make it easier. Our 183 years of strength mean your financial future is backed by a history of trust few banks can match. More important, you can count on the personal guidance you need to achieve your goals and make the most out of the current economic conditions. To learn more about a rewarding relationship that includes a free checking account with no hidden fees, award-winning customer service, and technology that puts you in control of your financial future, visit key.com/switch. KeyBank, member FDIC. Papeltronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Mapletronics is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. See the Mat Mover at www.mat-mover.com. The Mat Mover makes moving your mat safe and easy and will not scratch floors. Four or five boys can load a mat and roll it anywhere with your Mat Mover, even up and down stairs. The Mat Mover's patent-pending axle assembly and one-piece construction will not crack or break, giving you years and years of use. So easy, even the cheerleaders can load a full-size mat with the Mat Mover. See the magic at www.mat-mover.com. Are you wrestling over the thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills pinning you under the covers? Escape the winter blues with the new energy-efficient furnace from Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning. You can't match them when it comes to comfort. Take down this number and call Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 17 east of Elkhart. That's Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning, 574-264-9485.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Since 1922, State Farm has been there to provide the best insurance coverage for their customers. Today, State Farm insures more cars than any other insurer in North America. State Farm provides the best coverage at a great price and has fair claim settlement. For auto, home, life, health, and disability insurance, see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Bob Reese of Crown Point by calling him today at 219-663-REES. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And welcome back to BroadcastSport.net. Randy Mitchell along with Nick Strack. We are heading to the final matches of this round, and then we'll take a break here. So we're going to be looking at West, Mr. James West,
South
Adams, thank you. And he's going to wrestle McBride of Crawfordsville.
And Phil McBride, a 46-2 senior, going against a 41-4 senior in Jim West. On mat two, Maryville's James Travis is 43-0 on the year. He's going to be going against Belmont's Daniel Meyer, 38-7. Travis Thomas on mat three is going to be wrestling Travis Thomas from Mishawaka is a 42-3 senior, going to be going against Yorktown's Ross Janey. Janey, 50-0 on the year. He's a senior. And on mat four, Castle's Tyler Daughtry, a 43-3 senior, will be facing Damon Howe from Plymouth, a 34-4 senior.
Great.
So 35 seconds into this thing. Scoreless on mat one between Jim West and Dylan McBride. West in the black singlet with gold accents, and Dylan McBride with blue singlet with the gold trim.
Funny, the heavyweight from Maryville can't get his headgear on, and so he had to go find somebody else's headgear for him to wear.
Well, he's made it into the semifinals now. His head's gotten too big. He can't fit it on there now. He's got. Went and got a big head.
He's on somebody else now. Hopefully, should be a point. I think he might be wearing the Plymouth kids.
That's pretty good. So, scoreless in the first period.
What happened down there? Plymouth kid win? I don't know about the Plymouth kids, but...
Jim West, go ahead and chooses down.
That was quick.
He's going to go ahead and hit his stand-up. However, he's taken down right to his back, but... Rolls right out of it quickly, no near fall, as McBride dropped down on that single, lifted it up high. There he goes again. West stands up. He drops right down to the single, picks it up. A And everybody's getting their headgear adjusted here. McBride's having his headgear adjusted by assistant referee there, Steve Anslinger. He gets set. Now he's on top. Gets on from the right side. 1:42. And again, Jim West doing a great job standing up. But McBride does an even better job to stay high in the crotch when he lifts West. And he's going to go ahead and take
Jim West hip again there here.
Take down to the mat. And that's exactly right. As he was taking him down, he was high up in the crotch and he dumped West on his shoulders. On his shoulder there. And it looks like he was grimacing there a little bit. But
didn't he hit that last night? It's his right hip.
Correct.
Up by the pelvis.
Yep. And we're going to have a false start here on top of McBride. Fish telling him need to be on the belly button. 28 seconds gone here in the second period. And I look for West to stand up again. Yep, West right up. McBride goes down. Snap single, trying to get it now. West has snapped down. Did a nice job snapping McBride down. And tries to go around for his reversal. However, he will get one. Gets his escape. So with 1:18 left.
Oh, man. Looking for a fall here on mat number two.
Travis is just the absolute
the workhorse. What was him in the West score?
He's had three pins here. He's going to record his third pin. A fall in 4:28 Friday night. This morning, a fall in 3 minutes. And now he had a fall in 1:30. Just absolutely impressive.
Well, and you got Meyer who comes in, junior from Belmont. He's way undersized. And he went around with him, but it's so short.
Wow. And now we're going to have it on Sportsmanlike?
On who? On the Coversville kid or West?
No, I'm not sure. I have no information on that. I had somebody ask me if he knows if...
Travis Preston's got DQ'd. Or Jim West.
A flagrant misconduct call, and I saw that I have no clue what just happened and what transpired on that one. Just trying to read the official slips here.
I didn't see any fists or anything. I don't know, though. But I wasn't really paying attention either.
So as we're waiting for some information here, the South Adams coach is looking for an answer here, but he's unable to get one here.
I don't really know what happened.
Kind of slow developing here, and these guys have embraced one another. So no matter what happened, McBride shakes Jim West's hand.
And Jim West,
he went and shook the other coach's hand and kind of walking off with that incident. I have no clue. The official... Did he raise McBride's hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
So McBride won. They DQ.
We'll try and find out a little bit more about this and get back with you. But in any event, this is going to be wrapping up our portion. So be sure to come back here. Join us at 5 o'clock.
Crazy.
We'll have the consolation finals. That will be starting at 5 o'clock. We will start our broadcast shortly before that, and then we'll continue right in to the final round to determine who is going to be our 72nd individual IHSAA State Wrestling Champions. You are listening to BroadcastSport.net.
CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts will repair your vehicle quickly and work closely with your insurance company to get you and your team back on the mat. Your repair will also be backed with the best nationwide warranty around. So don't worry if your car is slammed into or pinned. The experts at List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point will get you back in action quickly. It's no wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rate. Give them a call at 219-663-0989. That's List CarStar Collision Center in Crown Point, a fine sponsor of high school wrestling.
Switching banks is a difficult decision. Let Key Bank make it easier. Our 183 years of strength mean your financial future is backed by a history of trust few banks can match. More important, you can count on the personal guidance you need to achieve your goals and make the most out of the current economic conditions. To learn more about a rewarding relationship that includes a free checking account with no hidden fees, award-winning customer service, and technology that puts you in control of your financial future, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank, member FDIC. Apeltronics Computers is the place to find great computers, great service, and really great people. Stop by their showroom located at 2116 West Wilden Avenue in Goshen and see what's new in home and office computing. Their friendly service team is there to help with all of your computer repairs, whether you need a tune-up or a complete format and reinstall. New computers, high-speed DSL, Verizon Air cards, they've got it all. Mapletronic is your hometown store for computers and more. Give them a call at 534-2830 or visit their website at www.mapletronics.com. See the Mat Mover at www.mat-mover.com. The Mat Mover makes moving your mat safe and easy and will not scratch floors. Four or five boys can load a mat and roll it anywhere with your Mat Mover, even up and down stairs. The Mat Mover's patent-pending axle assembly and one-piece construction will not crack or break, giving you years and years of use. So easy, even the cheerleaders can load a full-size mat with the Mat Mover. See the magic at www.mat-mover.com. Are you wrestling over the thermostat with your family? Are high heating bills pinning you under the covers? Escape the winter blues with the new energy-efficient furnace from Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning. You can't match them when it comes to comfort. Take down this number and call Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning at 574-264-9485 or visit them on County Road 17 east of Elkhart. That's Stahl Heating and Air Conditioning, 574-264-9485.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Since 1922, State Farm has been there to provide the best insurance coverage for their customers. Today, State Farm insures more cars than any other insurer in North America. State Farm provides the best coverage at a great price and has fair claim settlement. For auto, home, life, health, and disability insurance, see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Bob Reese of Crown Point by calling in today at 219-663-REES. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Searching for a stable, secure bank that offers local decision-making and has proven solutions for you to grow your business? Come to Key Bank. Key helps you make the best possible financial decisions through the guidance and business community leadership of your dedicated Key Business Relationship Manager. To learn about Key's cash management solution, depositing checks with remote capture, and the benefits that come with managing your personal and business accounts together, visit key.com/switch. Key Bank. Member FDIC.
For Hill Holiday and Verizon Wireless, this is 32nd Family Share Plan, Riot, Accolade, PRLRYBWG-0116-0000. Produced at Headroom, February 16th, 2010.
Verizon is the best destination for great family value. Right now, save big on phones for everyone, like a compact LG Accolade with a Samsung Intensity Slider. Get either one free after $50 mail-in rebate debit card per phone. Upgrade your family to America's largest and most reliable wireless network today. Visit Verizon Wireless, verizonwireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. All phones require new 2-year activation. Early termination and other fees apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Mishawaka wrestling team is hoping to cap a great season with a state championship, and Drs. Jeffrey Hybert and Howard Wiesjohn are behind the Cavemen all the way. As the Cavemen excel on the mat, Drs. Hybert and Wiesjohn excel in the field of dentistry by offering